Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening tonight. Guys, we don't have much time left now. The weekend is upcoming among us. I'm a little bit under the weather a little bit still, but we'll get through with it. I will be going off at 8:30. Definitely have to get out so I can take this medicine, but otherwise I'll have Fat Albert. Hopefully I have him come on here and he can take over from there, but I know I won't be able to stay on long. So, everybody knows there's a lot of racing going on this week. I just want to make sure to let everybody know ahead of time. They do have a big tire race on going on earlier than the day, a couple of things. And also just make sure you get in touch with me ahead of time if you got your grudge run on, because we're going to put them all together so we can have an order so we can get you in and out of there real quick. I know there's a lot of them out there. So I just need to make sure he got them all in a row, because I know I have to give it out to Larry and make sure I get everything going on. Because once we get the big tires going down, everybody knows how the track will be prepped for the big tires and make sure they get down. And then we're going to start at the grudge runs and on the little tires they will be pulling out too. They can do both. But I just want to make sure I got everybody in order. Like Jason, Racing Jason's running Ricky Fox that day. It will be at 8 o'clock. They are locked in. The race goes down like this. Basically, he's going to go right after the big tire guys, but they're going to just prep that one lane for him for right then. Ricky Fox because they small tie radio. After he goes down, that will be the next lane. They'll be prepping both of them to make sure they're right equal. But that's their race. If you have something similar to that, then I want to put you in the right behind them. If you have a slick and you're going against a radio thing, let me know. We're going to work it out. We got a lot going on. CJ's race, CJ and ODB, that's another good one. Everybody knows that's going to be a small tire race. Now, there's a lot of races that's happening after 8 o'clock. Now, just let everybody know. You guys getting up in there early, get in there, do your time trial. Don't try to come in there at the last minute and think you're going to be able to do time trials at the last minute because the grudge runs are priority. Everybody knows it's called after dark, and that's what the after dark meant. Those guys that got their grudge runs that are doing that towards the evening, they will be priority. Forget anything else, no more. The classes will be done by 8 o'clock, before 8 o'clock, and we got to get everybody else through. So you got plenty of time during the day. Don't sit around and wait till the last minute and then to go yourself, oh, I need a time run. I need to have, well, it's not for you to go out there right now. That's what it's for. It's already been said. After dark, everybody knows that. So it's no surprise. You know what goes on. So if you get there in the morning, track goes hot at 1 o'clock, get in there, get in the lane, go make your, whatever, make your pass, whatever you got to do, if you got to make your shakedown or whatever you have to do. I know there's a couple cars that are going off the trailer. You know, get your stuff off and get it in. I know a couple guys got like 2 and 3 races, so they want to get their stuff in. I think it's going to be quite a bit of cars coming in. I talked to Mike Lang today, and he called me up, and he let me know that he's running neat, you know, he's making sure that I know for a fact how it's going down. So I know they're getting theirs together. They're making their time schedule. And they also got a couple more things going on. But I just want to make sure everybody, everything runs along smooth. I want to make sure I get it out. And if anybody, we're hearing all this, you see it all up on Facebook. Guys saying they ain't nobody looking for no runs. They want runs. If you're looking for something, put it out there now so we can maybe somebody accommodate you. Don't try to jump on a guy that's already got 5 races or 4 races. Because you know he ain't going to be able to fit you in probably. So if you got me looking for something, not unless you're just picking and choosing. Who knows? I mean, it looks like everybody wants to go run the same guy to death, you know. So, but there's other guys out there that are looking for runs, that got action. So if you decide you looking for action, whether your car's a nitrous car, whether your car's a motor car, go ahead and shout it out right now because everybody's asking me, and I just don't know to say who's got what. So we're going to go like that. But let me make sure I open up this mic because I got Fat Albert, your mic is open, okay?
Okay, Joe, I got you.
All right, thank you.
What's going on? How you feeling today, Mike?
Oh, man, pretty good. A little tired, but we getting better,
okay.
much better.
That's good. That's all that matters.
Yeah,
that was a great point what you said, though. We need to get everybody in. Get your test runs, people. Don't wait till the last minute. Because don't come to Joe, Larry, me. And say, but I ain't get to do a shakedown. There's nothing I can do for you. We got a lot of grudge races, then we got the shootout, and they got priorities. So come on in and get your shakedown done and get your test hit done. And if you want to race somebody, go ahead and ask them. It's not harming just asking somebody they want to race. Instead of keep posting, I can't get nobody to race me. I can't find nobody to race me. Because that lets me know you really ain't trying if you really want your race. But I see everybody jumping on one person. One man got 5 races on, and everybody keep jumping on them. But, you know, but it's plenty of cars that's going to be there. We're going to have a great time. Just come on in there. If you want your man, get your man. But if a man got 5, 6 races, don't get mad at him because he tell you, no, I can't race you, you know.
Yeah.
There's
other
cars there for you to race.
There's plenty of them, and I know for a fact that there's a lot of guys over here that told me they're coming, they're bringing their cars also, and they look for action. How you pick and choose, that's on you. Don't ask me what I think you run. I don't want to know. I don't get involved in that. It's on you. If you decide you want to try somebody, you want to ask somebody to run, go for it. But don't ask me for, you know, any information. That's on you. I don't tell that.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes to any one of them. I really don't get involved in it. I let them go ahead, and then if something happens, that's on them. That's how I look at it. I don't want to hear no junk. Oh, he set me up. I don't want to hear that crap. I'm not that kind of a guy to be turning around and saying, I got this car, I got that car coming to run you. I'm not getting involved in that. I know I just walk into say put a platform out there. If you're looking for a run, you're looking for action, then you go ahead and do it. I can actually speak for a couple cars on that say they're looking for action. I can say that, you know. Don't get me wrong. I know my son, he said he's going to bring his little truck. He said he's looking for a little something to do, too. So, you know, if you're in his area, shoot. If you go talk to him. He got no problem. He'll say something. Matter of fact, he's here for about he'd be here for another half an hour before you hit on out to work. But he's coming out also playing to play around. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics, Fat Albert, because I see everybody hitting them up. So maybe we can get some. I know we got a couple guys that got to lock in their races this week to make it official.
That's right.
So the ones that you see me, I put down already. I'm going to put some more down, but I want to just make sure they got their money up first before I go putting that down. So I can say it's officially locked. I know I do have to put up Cliffy tonight because I know Cliffy and
see what Jordan already posted. That means we have the money. It is we have the deposits. If y'all see races with Joe posted, that means we do have the deposits and it is official. So you know nobody's gonna say, "Oh, they gate hustle." I get tired of hearing that. So if you see it posted, that means we do have the deposits in our hands.
So that's
if
the
it
whole
don't happen,
right
you
now.
Can't get on us, you know. But things do happen. But you know, but I just want to let you know, deposits are in hand. So just want to let everybody know. All right, but go ahead, Joe. Open the mics up. I know they all waiting.
Okay, and I just got to get the list from you whenever you get a chance, Pat Albert, so I can put some more.
God damn it!
Out
I keep
so
forgetting.
I
okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No problem. No problem. 862-3221, your mic is open. 862-3221, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all making out tonight?
Can't complain. How's everything?
Everything's good. I'm glad you're recovering, Joe. I heard that you was a little under the weather. I'm glad you're recovering there, buddy. And keep pulling, keep being strong, man. That's all.
Yeah, this was tough, but it's a rough one.
Yeah.
Everybody's supposed to get it. They claim everybody's supposed to get it. All I can tell you guys is if you get it, go right away. If the doctor can, if you talk to a doctor, see what they can give you anything, because if you don't have something, I'm just being real about it, you're going to know about that pain.
Yes, sir. I heard it. Yes, sir.
Ain't like what everybody thinks.
Yeah.
Just
be, you know, thankful that y'all, you know, pulling through. You're still here. Because, you know, I know what it feels like. I've had it, and, you know, a numerous amount of people, racers, that had it too. So, but just glad you're pulling good. I'm glad you're good. And, you know, pulling through. Fat Albert, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, hero? Excuse me. What's going on?
I can't call it. But, that was a good point about people going to go test at the last minute. You know, I'm the type of person that, you know, if I'm coming to the track to do battle, my shit is already tested. I'm ready to lock and load, you know. So I totally respect that. And, you can get a lot of things accomplished once everybody's on the same playing field. But it should be a good weekend.
Exactly.
It's going to be a good weekend. So I'm sure a lot of people want to see a lot of races on their chest.
Yeah, I could see people coming out there, coming in the lane, getting in the lanes right away and trying to get their pass. But then you got a lot of people that are going to procrastinate. I'm going to wait till like 7 o'clock. No, you're waiting till the wrong time. That is grudge time. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody tells you, so
after
dark, after that, it's just grudge runs right now. We getting the grudging going. I mean, pure grudge. Whatever we got to do, there'll be priority. Then you go ahead and we get in between. The test shots can go in between. But right then and there, after that, it's all grudge after that. And if Albert had a list or whatever, I got the thing already put out there. And once he has that, he'll know who is, and he'll be pulling the right up on down the grudge. One line is just for the grudge.
That's right.
And that's it. It's gonna be, and then whatever's left over after that, and if you got to make a test pass, that's on you. But don't come down there at the last minute and then cry that you couldn't get a test shot. once you've been there all day and you could have, when they say, time shots now. Well, I ain't going out. I'm going to wait till later. Don't do that. Because if you wait too long and you go all the way down to Grudge Lane, and we got all these grudge races, and Lord knows there's a lot of races that should get off. I mean, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to say all of them get off, but a lot of them will be getting off. And that some things, as it, there will be some that will be on the property that probably going to end up going at it because they're waiting to see the one win and see what they can do with the next one. So I know for a fact that Racing Jason and what's his name? Ricky Fox.
Ricky.
I know people put everything out there and they wanted to know what happened. So I'm going to give them a rundown. Jason called me up and told me, go ahead, man. I want to, you're going to put it down and tell them that you can go ahead and vouch for me. I said, no problem. Ain't no big deal. So I put it out there and Ricky Fox saw it. And, you know, he said, let's get on three-way. And no lie, I said, okay, Jason. I told Ricky, give me 5 minutes. I called Jason up. I said, I could call up Ricky. And they got on the phone. Let me tell you something. That race was locked in less than 1 minute. Ain't no fans about changing about what you got, this, that, that other gun deal. Okay. No problem. We doing it.
Why couldn't all of them be like that?
Nobody argued nothing about it. It's at 8 o'clock. We in the lanes. Are you ready? Okay. Could I mind if I prep my one line, my one side? No problem. Both agreed on it. That was it. Can't ask nothing better than that.
That's one thing. There are people like that. That's like Jason. Jason, he just go out if he feel like he's gonna do something, or he got a hunch that he can get that money. He's gonna lock it in, and that's just how he's been all his life. So, there's a lot of other races out here that you know that do the same thing, but you know, you got a lot of people that pretend to be racist, you know, grudge racist. But,
And then got an argument over. You know, like I said, I told a guy. You can tell what a real grudge racer and a fake grudge racer is. A fake grudge racer, as long as he winning, he okay. But as soon as he lose, he got to argue and try to get someone to get out of the money. That's a fake one. I don't care nobody. So you got to be able to take your wins and losses. That's how I look at it. Pay off, go back and try it again. That's all.
Exactly.
I ain't going to say you won them all. You can't win them all. But, hey, it is what it is. You know.
Or bet what you can afford to lose. Don't try to bet something and trying to pay your mortgage. And everything and things got locks because in racing,
that's right.
There ain't no locks. There's never no locks in racing. The faster car don't always win.
Nope. I agree on that one. So all said and done, man. I love that it got between that one. Most of them I don't like to get between like that no more. But got in there and it was like 1, 2, 3. And Ricky was a good gentleman about it. Told the whole story. I mean, perfect. You can't ask nothing better than what he did. I'm not gonna lie to you. I thought it was going to be some stuff in the game, and neither one. I just said, like, okay, y'all got that. No problem. You got that. Yeah. Yep. Here it is. The money was not the issue. Both agreed on the money, and that was it. I was like, wow. Like, hey, yeah, no problem. We good. Okay, we'll see you there, buddy. Done deal. I was like, wow. You know, tell me that wasn't fast. You know, instead of going, I remember being on the phone with a guy, man, I had to go to bed, man. I told him. Look, man, y'all think about it. Y'all talk. Call me tomorrow. I mean, we probably was on the phone for an hour and a half arguing. I was like, golly, back for me. I said, we ain't getting nowhere. Y'all got to talk amongst each other first before y'all call me. So that was into that race. And listen, I'm just going to say like this, you know, say it right now again. If you think another man is going to whoop him and you think you saw something that you don't, if you got nothing to do with neither one of the camps, please don't stop the race and go on saying, I'll bet you that I'll double the money, bet you double that he's going to do this and do that. Keep it to yourself. Just bet. Don't go out there and put it out there like that. That's race stopping at its best. I'm sorry to say.
That's good report. Good report.
That's race stopping at its best, man. It don't make no sense to do that, man. You ain't got nothing to do with you. Just going to say something, man. He going to gap him by the 3:30. He going to gap him by. Man, come on, man. Just be quiet. If you bet, you bet. If you don't bet, don't. You know what I mean? That's all to it. My whole thing is you want to make money or were you just trying to just stop the race? Which one are you trying to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it. You know, we having fun with it. Everybody had fun. You'll never know until the guy races and find out. after the race over and say, I knew he was going to do that, that's different. Ain't no problem. This other stuff, and the Stop Jason race against Ricky Fox, I can't see it stopping because both of them are going to go, they go both thinking they can win, and that's all to it. It's a good race. You know,
right.
That's all to it. It's the same way with CJ, Antoine. Let me tell you.
Antoine.
Yep. All you can say is they both going out there. They both going to race. That's going to be a race, and that's all to it. You can't ask on that. You know, of course, you got people who say, I bet you I got with space. I got this on that. Whatever. You ain't going to stop those two because they're already both thinking they can win. So that's a good thing. I like it when a race like that. Very rarely do you ever see races like that happen. It'll always be a one-sided race. Finally, we got to see a couple
right.
good ones, you know. Then you got Mike Lang and Meek going at it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even say how much it is, but you know what? It's gonna be worthwhile watching. You know, they got a whole lot of cookies. That's all I can say on it. But they definitely doing it.
Wow.
And I don't know who the DP is on that. You know. I don't know. You the DP on that one? You the DP on that one?
Mike
Lang
and
me?
No.
Okay.
I haven't heard. They haven't called me on that one. They might go when we get to the track, but I haven't.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I know that they've been going at it, and they've gone for a big dollar, pretty decent amount. Real good now.
I guess I better bring my money machine. That's all I better say. Look, I better bring that.
Yeah.
Y'all are not going to give me a headache.
I would say, dude. Hey, you see how I did last time? I had a plastic bag and wrapped it up in duct tape. And if you open up the bag, you got to bust it, you know, rip the tape off. You got to bust the bag. You're going to bust the bag. Seal it up. Here it is. This is y'all's right here. You know, make each one of them count their own if you want. I got it right. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
It's in this bag. It's sealed. That's it. Done deal. Let's get it off. What the heck with that, man? I know what you're talking about. We're trying to count all that out, nigga.
Count all that. Yeah, I'm put it in the car when I get home.
Yep.
Hey, Joe, that was the best $140 I spent buying that damn thing. Yes, it was.
Hey, and it actually show you if they counterfeit, right?
Yeah, let me put that out. It will go ding, 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 ding if it's a fake one. Don't try to slide one in there. It will shoot it out.
That's worth it.
Yes,
so
it will.
All said and done, man, the way it's going right now, I think it's going to be the day look good, the weather look good, everything is going along good, you know. And like I say, you see Fat Albert or see me, whatever, and relay it, or if you see Larry T, you know. Relay the message, and we'll try to work everything out to get what we got to do. Like I said, Fat Albert, you know, you running the way I want you to run it. He and you in charge. Ain't nobody else. I'm just saying, you got the mic. You got, you know what it is. All right.
Yep.
So we work it that way. We know how to do what
do. When it comes time for the grudge races, like you say, after dark, we're going to get them on through there. Like I said, don't think we don't want to send you down, but you just got to understand. When things get cranked up and we got grudges and all, you just got to understand, hey, we got to get these off. We got to get them off.
And let you know ahead of time, too. At the end of the day, when there's a grudge, they're all grudges during the night, and we're trying to get everybody through, don't try to go down there and run a single line. It ain't going to happen. We're going to run double out of there. So there's going to be two cars go down at the checkers. We need to get everybody getting through so they can run. We ain't got time for put one person. He want to be special.
What?
And I don't want to run next to nobody. Well, I'm sorry. You should have did it earlier in the day. That's all to it. So we're going to get it out, and we're going to get it fast, and we're going to get it right. Let me make sure I open up a couple more mics. And also, we got some older people or whatever. We do have the suites up there, so we will accommodate and open up the suites, so in case they want to sit back, relax in air condition or whatever, come on up top, and it's free. And ain't no charge or nothing. That's the area. We done rented all the suites, and that's it. So if anybody want to lay on, sit on back or whatever, they don't feel good, sit on back there and watch the racing from the top. All right?
That's what's up.
That's the deal. We try to do it every time. This is basically... After dark one and the other one August, we normally We normally try to just give back. That's basically what we do on those. Just being real about it. Try to tell you, if you want to bring the older people that ain't never been up in there, it's great experience for them sitting up in there. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't got to ask, you ain't got to ask for nothing. Sodas and everything else will be up there too. So no price, nothing is for sale. Let's just say you can just have it free. That's all to it. So come on up there and have a good time. But I'm going to open up a couple more of these mics right quick. I see people popping in. 410-2045. Your mic is open.
Good evening, everybody. Long Island Joe, Derek Wongas. I just wanted to – I actually hit the button by mistake. But
all right.
While I'm in here, I just want to say how you doing and all that good stuff, man. Glad you're back. Feeling like yourself.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, hanging in there. A little weak, but we getting there. We getting there.
All right, good deal, man. Good deal. Hey, Antoine said he got a bar of soap for you this weekend, so that ought to help you feel a little better.
Well, you know, they both got a – him and Marcus got put it in from last time. So I might as well go ahead and get that lava and cut it open right now. Since we're here, we might as well talk about it. Right or wrong? Hey, am I right, Pat Alvin?
That's right.
They supposed to have it in there. I was going to just tell them keep the Listerine in their mouth. But I said, you know what, I might as well go ahead because they did it to me. So hey, I'm gonna bring the soap.
Right,
I'm gonna cut
that
in half. You put this half. You put this half in your mouth, and you put that half in your mouth. and I'm gonna take a lemon out, and I'm gonna cut it and start sucking on it while they got it in their mouth. Watch the phone come out their mouth.
All right, man.
I bet you they won't
we'll
be talking
here,
no more.
All right, man.
I bet
you
they won't
be
talking
back,
no more.
Show, buddy. All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
All right, man. Hey, Derek, I think they might say you might want to take the piece of soap for them instead.
No, sir. I'm not going to help them. That's on them.
Hey, we got to make sure we got to get the cameraman on that because they got to, you know, I took it like a champ and I fit, Marcus.
Yeah.
So you know what they got to do. They got to go ahead and put that soap in their mouth. Or I can only look at both of them when they put half of it. I ain't giving them the full bar. I'm only giving them half and half. Here, you take half, Antoine. You take the other half, Marcus. I ain't going to give them a full. So
hey,
I'm be nice about
hey,
it.
Hey, Long Island Joe. Well, you take them back to old school, man. I remember having to get that done when I was a little teenager. My granddaddy did that to me, boy. Mouth got bad when I was little, and my granddaddy did to me, and my mouth wasn't bad no more, at least not around him anyway.
That's soap. Mm.
Yeah, I got to take it back to the old school.
All right, man, I'm going on mute.
No.
All right.
Hold on one second, you guys. Hold on one second. All right, guys, I'm sorry about that. But let me make sure I open up this next mic. I see who this is. It's Cliffy, 201-9355. Your mic is open.
Joe, good evening. How are you,
brother?
Hey, Cliffy, what's going on, buddy?
I see you got a lot of races going on.
Well, yeah, as usual. I mean, I put things as usual. I put it up.
And, Joe, let me say this. Ain't Cliff done sent all his DPs? I got them all.
Cliff done sent, huh? Cliff done sent them all.
So
all Cliffy races are locked in?
All Cliffy races is locked. His DPs is up.
So what you trying to tell me? Is Cliffy going to be a DP master again this week, or what going
to
happen?
I'm trying to say is Cliff is racing. He is racing. He sent all his DPs.
Well, wait a
yes,
minute.
Sir.
Is Butchie Woods one of them in there?
No. Butchie's not one of them. But
Butchie's not one
sent,
of them.
EJ, you know him and EJ. Well, you know I had vouched for both of them too, so that was good. He sent that. Wait a minute, I got the list in here. Antoine, he sent that.
And for Rob, he sent that.
Okay.
So
and
yes,
you know,
sir, all his DBs.
I'm gonna tell y'all a little something. I'm gonna tell y'all a little secret. It was once upon a time a joker like me would go on Facebook and lock in races and try to post his races on Facebook. You know, I did that before. But this, I don't do that no more. You know, there's different venues, there's different venues and avenues and the proper way for grown men to talk about locking in some money and gambling. So it was a joker today that came to me on Facebook to try to change the race that's already locked in. Why would you do that? We didn't lock the first race on our Facebook. So why would you go back to the whole
no,
world?
Wait. When you say something like that, there, we got to put name on it. So we got to put
EJ.
Names on this stuff. When it goes,
I just did.
Huh?
I just did. EJ, I just
okay.
did.
He but, tried to change something up?
Yes.
Yeah, he wants to go straight off the track. I saw that.
EJ, if you want to change something for anybody, if you want to talk to me about gambling, you can get with me on one-on-one. There's too many ways to get to me one-on-one. But when you go out, when you open your mouth out loud to the world, and then the world trying to get in our business, that's really not how it goes. That's not how I think it's supposed to go. We did this like grown men on a closed circuit, our environment, and we could do it like that. But when you allow other people to get in our business, that's not going to work well with me.
Well, this is the whole thing. Even if you was trying to change something, let me just say this here now so everybody knows. The DP man got to be also there to be aware of it.
Exactly.
Because then that's the problem. Everybody get everything mixed up. Now, I'm going to touch a little subject that a lot of people don't want. I kind of like don't want to even get involved in, but I'm going to say it anyhow. But the Rob situation and the Avon situation, you know,
uh-huh.
Everybody, if you don't clear up something ahead of time and don't say what they think it is, like I'm just being real about it. Down there, they call the New Jersey 1-1, New Jersey,
New York.
Something, whatever.
New York
something. The New York 1-1. Our New York 1-1 is being the back tie and the clear. It ain't the break. Let me just let you know that. If you say
exactly.
1-1,
that
means
shit.
The 1-1 means New York 1-1 means you're getting a back tie and you're getting a clear. That's it. And ain't none of this here. If you say everything in drag racing, that's a totally different thing. Then you get the back tie breaking clear. The other thing is, the guys out there saying something about everybody had a different opinion on how the thing was. Keep it. Okay, let me just say about this keep it stuff. Up here, we used to play, this is how we play to keep it. If I give you the break and you're supposed to keep it, that means you leave and you got to get off my bumper. Not by how much you move by. Not none of that.
Right.
Nobody ever did that. And so you mean to tell me if I jumped out three cars, I got to keep three cars on them? No, it was never like that. Anybody can tell you that. So I think when you guys go out there and say, call out the what you're doing, you know, like I said, we want the one-on-one. Make sure you clear it up and say what it means to you, what that means. Don't turn
mm-hmm.
around and then get mad later and say, no, it was. That's how I interpreted it. No, if you guys didn't clear it up ahead of time, because you guys got, everybody's got something different. Because I don't know who started that New York 1-1, because the New York 1-1, always everybody already knows what 1-1 meant over here. It meant the back tie and
back
clear.
Tie and
it
clear.
It don't mean the break and something out. Man, I don't know who started that crap. You know, they started changing
mm-hmm.
stuff, you know. And so to clear it up, I guess you want to call it Ebonics or whatever you want to call it. You know, when you get ready to get your DP man, make sure you say, listen, the New York 1-1, what does that mean? Clear it up. What does that mean? Make sure you clear it up with your DP man up, and then you won't have any problems. But right now, everybody's got a
right.
different meaning on everything they is. You know, just like that time everybody was calling hey, Pro Stock Joe, he called it clear different than everybody else. We didn't know. And
mm-hmm.
look, I never heard nothing like that, but guess what? That's how they called it. So, you know, I remember the time that Sammy had that race, and, you know, he thought it was the other way. And, hey, if basically, that's why we got to go ahead and clear things up ahead of time so nobody can say anything. You get your DP man on there, you say, listen, this is what it was. Okay, you know what I know about when I interpret it, what it is, this is what it is. Before it say lock, this is what I interpret what it is. Done deal. So nobody be, because I done heard
right.
some stuff that I ain't even heard, but I seen Rob on his this. So I said, you keep it, that means
if I catch
you at any time, that means
I win the
you
race.
Lose. I never heard
no.
that one.
The race.
Never heard
the
that.
The race is determined at the finish line, not doing the 230 or the 400.
Yeah.
The race is determined. So I didn't hear that. I ain't never heard that before, but I stayed
I
up.
I ain't never heard that
but
one,
Joe,
man. That was
let me say,
new.
With the only mistake that was made that they both misinterpreted, but the only problem I have is Fred was the DP man. All right, I'm going to say this. Y'all can tell him. The only problem I see, Fred told the other guy, you make the call. I'm not going to make it. You can't do that. If you start off as the DP man, you have to finish at the DP lane. It's not always going to be gravy, and you're going to have to make tough decisions. But they both entrusted you to be the DP man to make the call. But they said he passed it on to somebody else, and you shouldn't have done that. If you started off as the DP man, you got to finish as the DP man. Not every race going to be easy. Somebody going to be upset with you. Somebody going to like you. But that's why they picked you to do it. They picked a lot of these guys picked me to do it. Hold on, Cliff. Because I'm going to call it down the middle. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I don't want you to lose your money. But I'm not going to rob the other man when he's right. That's why I do that. I'm going to call it down the middle. That's why I ask y'all, this is what it is. When you say lock, that's what I got written down. And that's what we're going to go by. But they both made a mistake. They both misinterpreted what it meant. The guy made the call that y'all entrusted, the Fred told the call. He said Avon won. Because I looked at a video. Rob said back tire and keep him. But when Avon was getting in the car, Avon said, we going by the wind light, right? Rob said, yes.
I know. I heard both. I heard both of them. That's what I'm saying.
That's what the guy called. So they both misinterpreted. I'm not trying to take nobody's side. I looked at all of it. I went over it, and that's what happened. I mean, I'm sorry that it happened. I'm glad. I hate that the man lost his race like that. But it just happened that way.
That's why I just said the next time, just as long as they just clear it up with the DP man, so both before you say lock, make sure what it is, what you interpret, what it's supposed to mean. So you know, I have never heard of if I turn around, I pass you, and I automatically win. I ain't never heard that.
The win.
I heard
no, the race
know,
is determined.
Because ain't everything
line.
Decided down there that they're going 60 foot, but so.
Exactly.
You know, it's the finish line, what it's going to be decided by. So that's why I just couldn't understand that one.
I'm seeing everybody taking shots at Avon. He did nothing wrong. He misinterpreted. Rob misinterpreted. But when he got in that car, he said, Rob, we going by the wind light. And Rob said yes.
Yeah, I seen the film too. I seen the video. The video's out. And so basically both of them had a misunderstanding on both things was going on.
They both had a misunderstanding of what it meant.
Yeah. That's all. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
I just wish Fred would have just stayed with it, but he didn't want to make the call. He passed it on to the next guy. So it happened that way. Like I said, both Rob and Avon, both good races for the game. We need both of them for this game. And I'm sorry it happened, but it's a learning experience. Hey, next time, break. If you got to ask 10 times, I done told y'all on this show many times, if you confused, keep asking. Well, what does that mean? There's no harm in it. Keep asking until you got full understanding of what it is that you're doing before you say that word lock.
Yeah, because I'm just being real about it. I don't know. I'm hearing. I don't know what that other saying come over there. New York 1-1. When they tell me New York 1-1, I figured if you'd have said New York 1-1 to me, I'd say you getting the back tie in the clear.
Tied in the clear.
You ain't getting no break.
I know who started that. Wicked Bird started that. The New York 1-1.
Never heard that.
The back tie in the break. Yeah, he started
that.
I remember when he
put that
up.
That's supposed to be the
1-1.
I said,
I ain't
never heard that one.
Yeah.
So,
and it just, but it's just that situation. I hate that it happened. I mean, you know, I really gotta be real about it. And I don't say it. I know everybody. People might get mad at me for what I'm saying. I mean, but y'all know me. I'm gonna tell the truth. When he said, because when you listen, they locked it in on Pro Stock Joe show. Yes, Rob said everything he said, and Avon said lock. But let me say this. When you get to the track and you put it into another DP, man, the first DP is null and void.
Yes.
It don't, that don't matter no more. When you go to the track and you use another DP, man, your first steps is null and void. Now y'all got to start all over because you got a new DP, man. You got to start all over.
Absolutely.
So I know Rob kept saying, but we did it on the show. We did it on the show. And I was thinking, I went back and listened. And listened, but wait a minute. Y'all got another DP man at the track. So the first steps was null and void. I'm just going to keep it down the middle. The first steps is null and void when you went to another one.
I'm going to make it clear, Albert. When me and James locked in, we locked in on Pro Stock Joe's show. And Pro Stock Joe was the DP man with that NGRH stuff. And we had to send him the money. And what we said to him on his show, that's how it had to go down.
So,
you know, so like I locked in those three races, you got all that money, don't you, Albert?
Yes, sir. I got all of it. And I had four digits worth of money. Four digits.
I locked it in on this show, and I locked it in on this show with you, and that's how it goes down. Don't nothing change. But like you say, when you go to another track and you change different people and exchange that money, don't nobody know what's going on now, because it ain't, you know, y'all.
That's
y'all
right. It's all new. Right. It's all new steps, all new everything now. So that's the part I was going to say it, you know, Joe, I was going to bring it. I'm glad you brought it up. I was going to eventually come out and tell everybody, like all y'all know. I'm going to keep it down the middle. I like Rob. I like Avon. I really do.
Good guys.
But I gotta call it the right way. And the right way was when y'all locked it in at the track, the first steps was no longer good because it was a whole different DP, man. And so the first one was no good. And when Avon said, we going by the wind light, Rob said, yes, that's why Avon was rewarded the win. So That's my two cents on it. Everybody kept calling me and asking me, so I'm going to tell y'all what I feel, what was right, what is wrong. I'm not trying to go one side or be on nobody's side, but I'm going to tell you what I feel and what I think is right, and that is the right way. That is the right call. All right?
Albert, let me ask you another question. Let me ask you another question. I know you got it.
Yeah.
Why in the fuck is gas prices so high, man?
Oh, hold on, let me open up this mic, y'all. Hold on. Y'all crazy. All right. 704-6149. Your mic is open.
Ain't that the truth? Hey, Joe. I was listening to what Fat Albert said.
James?
Hey, how you doing? How y'all doing? I was listening to what Fat Albert said, right. But they didn't change DP man. Who was the first DP man?
Pro Stock Joe was, I guess.
Pro Stock Joe was never the DP man.
But they did
on
his show.
On the show. I believe it was Fred, James. I believe it was Fred. Cause
well,
Joe
Fred is the one that was
the
DP man at the track. It was
right.
Who was
when
the
they locked it on the show,
originally.
Fred was not there.
Fred was on there. Listen to that recording.
They locked it in.
No,
Fred was on. Wait, hold. Listen. That recording. I should have said something yesterday when we was on there. When they played that recording, Fred was on that live. And he said, we got another one, y'all. We got another one locked in.
He was, but you know what? Once they got
who was the DP man? Wasn't no DP man. So it didn't change.
No, but nobody.
So, wait. Did you say that there was no DP man?
I mean, if you saying it was another DP man, name him. Other than Fred. Who was the other DP man?
The guy that they told, they gave it to, what's his name on it? I forgot the guy's name.
No.
Fred didn't make the call.
DP man. Fred was DP man. They just made that man go down on the other end and make the call. Fred was the DP man. Who else was a DP man? Nobody. So the race didn't change. Don't, you know, you wrong on that one. It was no other DP man.
James, in all reality, the race did change because Fred,
it
Fred
did not change.
Listen, take it easy, man. Fred was on Pro Star Joe's show. But whatever happened at the track, Fred kept the money in his hand, but he shifted the decision responsibility to somebody else.
What?
Now
no,
you see the difference?
But
no,
hold on.
James.
He
did not.
James, hold on.
He made the call.
James, hold on.
At the track, he made the call.
Listen, James, you said Fred was the original. So on the show, did Fred read the steps out to both of them and ask them, was it locked?
No, he didn't do that.
No, he didn't.
No, let James out James.
Hold on, James.
Nobody did it. So there was no DP man.
No, he
if Fred
he
did not come on that and say, if Fred did not come on that show and say, Avon is a lock, A-Ball is a lock, then there was no DP man.
He didn't do that.
Okay.
He did.
Okay.
He did.
Hold on.
Go ahead, James.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, James.
Okay.
Go ahead, James. My bad. Go ahead.
When they locked it in, it was a lock
on
that show. We all heard
it. Who said it was a lock?
Avon. You didn't hear the recording?
No, I heard. Look, I heard.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I'm asking you.
Did you hear the record?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, I heard
it. Did Avon say it was a lock?
Yes.
Did he agree to what Rob said about the race on that record?
Yeah, but they was asking each other.
Now you listen to what Avon said on Joe's show yesterday. He said the man didn't know. Freddie was DPing it, and he did not know. He was on the show when it was locked in, and he was in the background saying, "Oh, we got another one locked." So how did he not know?
But that
don't make him a DP man because he's.
Who was the DP man?
Nobody officiated. Pro Stock Joe didn't officiate it, or Fred Wheatley didn't officiate it.
James, let me say this. Go ahead.
Avon said lock to the shit that he was saying. Everybody heard it. It was recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless who did officiate, it was said and it was locked.
Fat out.
You can't change the race.
Okay. Now, let me say this. James, every race that I officiate, you hear me, right? Don't you hear me?
Right. You do it.
I
ain't going
right.
to take that away from
right.
you.
Right.
You do it.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Nobody, like Cliff said, nobody officially locked it in.
No,
you hear some of these guys say, hold on, let me say this one comment. Let me say this. You hear some guy, somebody echoing. Somebody's going to mute. Listen, what a lot of these guys throwing up now, James, if the money ain't up, it ain't locked. We can say lock until the money's up.
Listen,
don't you hear that bullshit?
I just went through that.
Yeah.
Remember?
Exactly. You're right. And me and you went through that. I mean, well, you know, I was right there with you when you went through that. So that's what I'm saying. If you don't have an official... somebody officially to lock that race in, there was never a DP man. Fred said, oh, we got another one, but that don't mean he officially locked the race.
Okay. But he ended up being the DP man, and he was on the show when it got locked. So he ended up being the DP man, and he was on the show. You can't deny it.
What made him the DP man on that show?
Can I say something? Hey, James.
Yes.
When on a group chat, this is Avon, on a group chat,
yes.
Fred said, hey, what's the steps on this race because I don't know, right? Rob said, Avon gets the break and got to keep it. Not one time did he come in and say that I have to, if he get in front of me, that the race is over or none of that. And so
he did say that on the
show,
there, but
He did say it on there. Hear me out.
But
Hear me out, please. All right? Didn't say nothing like that, right, on the chat, right? So when we went to go lock the money in, we said the stips again. He didn't say it again on air. Okay, so I didn't know about no if he get in front of me at any given time. I wouldn't have agreed to that. And then when we was in the staging lanes, on the video, he said it again. He said Avon got the break and he got to keep it. And I said I said Rob, because I asked him both times when we gave the money and when we was getting in our cars. I said Rob, whoever turns the wheel, I don't win, right? And he said yes. So,
well,
that's not,
listen.
Everybody
listen,
jumping on
what
me.
You say, wait,
and
hold
all
on,
that
hold
other
on.
Stuff.
You said, wait a minute. You said when you handed him the money, when y'all handed Fred the money, he said he made it clear that you was getting a break and you had to keep it. When you handed him the money,
I did keep the break.
You just said that.
I keep the
wait
break.
You listen. You, when you got the break, you had to keep it. Now,
I kept
you
it.
Said that when you, oh, but you didn't. You only got three quarters.
I turned
of the
wheel light on.
Left.
What are you talking about?
No.
Turn the wheel light on.
No. The keeper
is
that easy.
Go ahead, Shane.
You gotta
ahead,
have
Shane.
To keep what you got from the break.
See,
you gotta
see,
keep
man,
what
I'll,
you got.
Listen,
this
that's where all the tips come in at.
This conversation.
See, a lot of people don't know what keep it. You don't do it.
Keep it.
James, we don't do it that. Keep it.
Technically,
if he would have said, if Avon. Supposed to clear, so but Avon was supposed to have lost. But when Avon said we going by the wind light, Rob said
they,
yes.
But listen, look, hold on.
That is keeping the break.
Hold on. You said when you handed him the money, this is official now. When you handed him the money, you said you got the break, and he said you got to keep it. When he handed him the money, am I correct?
Right, and I said whoever turned the wheel, that's the race.
Then that was the race. You said that after.
Right.
No,
I won.
He handed the money. No. You said that after. You already locked in officially.
What are you talking about? How you know if you were
there?
You just
said
me there.
You just
said it. I said the same thing.
Wait a minute. Am I missing something? Or did this man just say, when they handed him the money, when they handed him the money, I'm going by what he
Rob
just
said.
I ain't going by nothing else. I'm going by what he
Rob
just said.
Rob said,
well,
you got the break and the clear. And Avon said, yes, that means we're going by the wind light. Rob said, yes.
What does that mean? What does that mean? If you're giving him a break and he got to clear you and you're going by the wind light,
no, it wasn't
what
clear.
Does that mean?
It
what?
Wasn't no clear. It was the break. It was just a break, so it wasn't no clear.
See, that's it right there, James. Neither one of them knew what it actually meant. Neither one of them. Rob didn't know what it meant. Rob said you got the break and you got to keep it, Avon said yes. That means we're going by the wind light.
Okay,
and
well,
Rob
I'm asking
yes.
a question. I got one question to ask you.
Okay.
If nobody knew what it meant, they never came to agreement, why don't you just give him his money back for the race and y'all do it again and get a true meaning?
No. Avon.
It's already called. The race already called.
Avon, who did
and
you
I,
and Rob and ever
he,
put? Avon, who did you
I'm
and
just saying.
Yeah. Put
no,
your
hey,
money?
Hey, y'all telling me, and I'm
money?
Listening.
Who did y'all put
hey,
your
minute,
money?
Y'all
I can't hear
money?
What you say, Jane?
Y'all telling me that it was no agreement on what it actually was. Nobody understood it. Nobody understood what this race was. The fairest thing to do is get the money back.
But did a race happen, James?
I agree.
Did a race happen?
The fairest thing
well,
to do.
That's between James. James. That's between them two. That's between them.
But
two.
I understand that.
Okay,
listen,
I see what you're saying.
The man said.
That's between them two.
The man said. He didn't want the money back. So I'm not arguing for him to give it back. Being said now. If y'all did not understand the steps, neither side,
let me tell you this. Listen, hear me out. I would do the same race again, but I don't know when I'm coming back out. The same race, yes. But it's the wind light. It ain't no gap and all that other extra stuff. the break, and I got to keep it. That means that if I turn the wind light on, I win.
No, that's not what that means. Don't say you got to keep it. Just say you want the break. That's it. That's it. That'll solve it. Don't say you got to keep it. Just say the break. Listen.
Down here, you could call anybody. You could call all of anybody. The break means I get to start the race, and I got to stay in front. And I won. Whoever turned the wheel like
Avon. That's all you got to say. Next time, if y'all race, just say, I get the break.
All right.
That's it.
Well,
I ain't
got to
say nothing else.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll take
it.
The break.
But if you,
if you want to do it again, I'm going to keep it. Don't say nothing.
Just say you want the break. That's
for
it.
Future references, if you say I'm going to keep it, even down
south, that means you got a gap.
You got to clear.
You got a gap.
That means you got to clear.
Yeah.
Even down south.
Yeah, we don't do that here. That's the first I heard of it. If they say clear, they say you got to clear me. You know what I mean? They said the break and you got to clear me.
But Avon, if you're saying I got to stay out in front of them, Avon, for you to win the race, you got to stay out in front of them.
I know that.
There's no need of you saying I got to keep it because you got to win the race. The race is determined at the finish line.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So just say the break. Don't say nothing else. Just say give me the break.
If you say,
okay, well, I'm willing to do
the break.
If you come down south. I wasn't trying to engage them no more. But,
right.
I mean, they can say whatever they want. I'm willing to do the same race, but it's the break. Am I saying it right?
That's
Fat
Albert? Yes, sir. Just the break. That's all you want.
Like I said, that's all I want is the break. As simple as that.
Yeah.
That means you get to move first.
That's all you want. It's just a break.
And the one light will determine the race.
That's it. Don't say nothing else about keeping it or nothing. Just say you want the break.
Absolutely.
And that's correct. But like I said before, I thank y'all, everybody, whatever. You know what I mean? I gotta take care of some personal stuff. When I'm back out, if he won't want to do that race, we could do that race. But other than that, I'm not engaging with him no more because he's a good dude and all. But come on, man. It could have been way easier than this. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And for everybody that don't have nothing to do with it, all these opinions and bashing the man, we need to stop. We need to just stop.
Yeah, because it's
honestly, I don't bash the man.
Honestly, not you, James.
I'm not talking about you, James.
James, everybody, honestly, I didn't know he said that in the fucking I agree to it. I admit, but I didn't know he said it because we was in the bad area at the time. And I said, yes, lock. But I didn't hear his step. But when we went over the steps again, he never brought it up, so I didn't know about it. So, and like you said, the break and keep it is different now. So now I know. Now it's the break. You can't order
move. This horse is in the barn, Avon. Simple. This horse is in the barn.
We just got to clear it up because, you know, ain't nobody trying to get
all.
Over nobody.
I mean, honestly,
he said lock. He said yes, and that's what I went by.
People are going to still feel how they feel, but it's going forward. Y'all just got to just make yourself clear. Just make yourself clear, anybody.
That's
anybody
all.
Who can. Just make yourself clear.
Joe, open some mics up. People text them.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me make sure I open this mic up. 757-5956, your mic is open.
Seven five seven, your mic is open.
All right, I'm about to close that one up because you can hear the air in the back. I'm gonna open up another one. Let me open up this mic here. 757-1006, your mic is open.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on? I'm just listening in.
What's going on, Andrew?
I can't call it. Yeah, I don't want
it. Okay.
Yeah, that race was crazy, okay, man. There was a lot of controversy.
Hey, Drew, your lies be too short, hey,
no,
man.
It's just,
Drew, your
it's just
be too
people
short
just didn't know.
Man.
And it's just,
yeah,
they didn't know. And, you know, it's a learning experience, Drew. It's learning. That's all it is. You know, nobody's right, nobody's wrong. They just didn't know. Both of them didn't know the rules.
This is what I do agree on. At the end of the day, if you're the DP man, you call it. Ain't no, you can't send nobody
you
else down there to call it. You the DP man, you call it. It's just cut and dry. You know what I'm saying? You can't involuntary. I understand what James is saying because he involuntarily added another DP man. It's involuntarily added because when
Drew
put it in there to call it, it made it changed the dynamic of it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't got no dog in this fight, but it changed the dynamic. If you the DP man, at the end of the day, you got to call it. Nobody, I don't know. I wasn't there, but if that's how it went, then, you know what I'm saying, that's wrong. You got to call it.
We're too deep into this.
I ain't mean to stir it back up or nothing like that, but that's just my opinion.
No,
like I said,
no,
and it don't mean nothing, but if you the DP man, you call it. Cut and dry, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't maybe.
Just to clarify that, Fat Albert.
That's true.
Yo, Fat Albert, to clarify, they didn't want Fred to call it because me and Fred close, and Marcus picked the guy to clarify the win.
Done
so,
deal.
Fred should never been a DP man. Fred should never been
a
DP man in that race, in my opinion.
Yep.
No, so, that's a good point too, Dart. That's a good point too.
I mean, I'm
Marcus
just gonna keep it 100.
That's ball game. Let's call it.
If there's any discrepancy with Fred being as closely connected to Avon, they have a personal relationship. I know Fred's a good man. I'm not calling him a cheater or anything like that. But if there's any bullshit involved, my opinion, Fred is gonna go with Avon every time. That's just my opinion.
But
he
went against me. What about when me and Killer race? What about when me and Killer race and it was a discrepancy? He paid Killer.
Well, that's because he wasn't up there. Oh, you mean with the red light deal? With the red light? I don't know all the dynamics
of
that race or whatever the case may be.
I ain't talking about EP. I'm talking about Killer.
No, I'm saying
EP. I'm over it.
Hey, but at the same time, though, he did. He argued that race, but he had some people that was arguing back at him on that situation. So he had to make the right call.
Well, see, that's one thing I try to tell y'all. As a DP man, it's hard. You can't be influenced because somebody all up in your face. You can't be. If you can't take that pressure, don't do it.
Doggone it.
I agree, Fat Albert. That's why I don't want to be no DP man. Like, prime example, when Zeus and Antoine was going to race each other, and I was in bed, had no idea what was going on. I wake up, and I got two deposits in my Cash App. One was in my PayPal, one was in my Cash App. They didn't volunteer me to be a DP man. So when the shit popped off with them on some other shit, I removed myself from that race altogether because I didn't want to be involved.
I don't want that kind of pressure.
All right, who getting it in Sunday, man? Damn all this last week stuff.
Good report.
I got 757-9032. Your mic is open. 757-9032. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Okay.
How everybody doing?
Can't complain. All right,
so, I was opening up my mic. I was going to say it's already been said. So, you know, I'm going to be quiet. Put my phone back on mute. I'm in here working on my car, getting ready for this weekend anyway.
Who are you trying to get ready for? Let's hear what you're getting ready for.
Well, Roy just asked me who I was locked in with. Some things have changed because me and Marcus, I'm supposed to run Bigfoot. This show enough if y'all don't know. I'm supposed to run Bigfoot, and ODB. Me and ODB gonna run, but I hit Marcus up. I was like, look, I know we said we was locking in or whatever, but the dude Wallace Cash, he hit me up. He said he got a stop block and he want to run me. So I was like, I hit Marcus up. I was like, yo, I'm trying to run this dude. If you want the DP, I pay you the DP or whatever. Marcus told me when we get there Sunday, if Wallace want to lock in, because he said wait the Sunday, but he said he was going to lock me in. He said, if you do that, just give me $100, we'll call it good. So I agreed to it, and that's what I'm going to do for Sunday. But I'd be at VMP Saturday, too, and I got a dude local, Sherrod. I don't know if y'all know him, with the Shea Butter car. I'm supposed to get him one and one off the trailer. And I'm a jump on Instigator Buck. I'm a jump on Buck, but I'm just kind of chilling right now. I'm just catching up the goddamn track.
Do Buck know that though?
Yeah, Buck know that.
All right. So that means you are.
He's on Facebook talking shit because I told him. I was like, I'll lock you in, but my door is at the body shop. I got fiberglass doors, and one of the fucking hinges, the fiberglass broke, so I'm waiting to get the door back. I should have, whether it's done or not, I'm going to go get the bitch. I'll take the motherfucker up. I don't need my passenger, dude. I just need to drive with it. But, you know what I'm saying? But I just ain't want to lock any more money in because of that, because, like, with the situation with Marcus, me and Marcus, we cool. We go back and forth. You know what I'm saying? I'm always bad, my crew ass. I done paid the motherfuckers punk out 3-4 times, then ran them 3-4 times. And I was just like, all right, I ain't going to put no more money out there because the door situation. But for real, like I said, I take the bitch up if I got to.
All right, so you and Marcus, you and Bigfoot is off the ticket for Sunday.
Yeah, as of now. If Wallace don't go, we ain't going to do it. But if Wallace don't go, we're going to do it. If he do
man,
go,
we
ain't
going to do it. Man, it's Tuesday, show enough. I know your door. You and your door and some tape got something going on, but is it going to take you longer than tomorrow to figure it out?
Bro, the door at the body shop. My fucking body man, Ray Seuss. He'll be there. He got a month. He got the baddest big side car to DMV. You know what I'm saying?
I believe that.
Last week, a couple dudes had cars. You know what I mean? They ain't get to it.
What did you just say out your mouth? You got the baddest what? Say that again.
I said my body man is the baddest big time car in the DMV. That's what I said. If y'all don't know who it is,
he gonna be there Sunday. He gonna be there Sunday.
Yeah, I gotta check on that. I know he'll be at VMP Saturday.
You better check. Look, I tell you, I ain't even called out a list. I take Jeff Rogers over your man. I mean, that's locked. I take Jeff Rogers over your man.
Hey, you want to put
Don't
you want to put Jeff Rogers in front of the Riddler?
Put it on.
You want to put Jeff Rogers up like that?
Right above your door. Don't put the tape on the door. Who's the body man?
Jeff, my man. But if you put him in front of that Riddler, we're going to fuck him up. If you don't know who the Riddler is, he's going to win that 10 grand.
There you go.
Teach.
Oh, you a teachman. Oh, Lord. We'll find plenty of cars to fuck him up.
Yeah, all right. All right. You got the easy part, man.
Put the tape on the door and you and Bigfoot keep it moving.
But the thing is, the whole deal with that, like, when I fuck with Bad Mob Crew and, like, we be on Facebook and I be talking about racing them and shit, that's all to provide action and for the fun of it. That's literally, you know what I'm saying, strictly off of just the fun of it and grudge racing.
Okay.
We on a level where I can call him and be like, yo, bro, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a personal relationship. So,
well,
I hit him up and was like, look, I know you said we're going to race for something to do, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but listen, if Marcus, you talked to Marcus and he said, look, if that race happened between you and the other guy, give me $100, we call it easy. Because I'm just looking at my notes. I see what y'all locked in at.
And I was like, that's cool. I was like, all
right,
cool.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Right. All right, that's what's up. It would have been nice if you'd have told me. Since I would know, you know, we just spoke on
that. Man, that shit happened yesterday. Hey, Roy, that shit happened yesterday. Uh-huh. And then, like I said, remember
oh, okay.
I said.
Okay.
I talked, like, me, him, it was on his post this morning. I hit up a lot of cash dude, and I was like, yo, I talked to Marcus. Do you want to do something? He was like, yeah, bet. We'll lock in Sunday when we get to the track. I was like, cool. And I told Marcus that, but, you know what I'm saying? You know, a month ago, he's like, we'll lock in when we get to the track. That's kind of shaky. I was like, bro, if you don't race, we still going to run. You know what I mean? Because I'm coming there.
Right.
I want at least 2 races. I got ODB. I'm going to run ODB. I don't give a fuck.
You think you're going to win that? I think ODB going to gap. I think ODB going to gap you.
That money up.
You going to put some money on that? You going to put some money on that? You going to put some money on that?
Hey, I'm just talking shit.
Hey, boy, I make it sweet for you. I make it for sweet for you. I know Pops up here, anybody else. That man going to be gapped at the 330. If he not gapped at the 330, whoever side bet me can win the money.
Man, I've been
showing up. How much you say,
I bet you on that.
I hear some bullshit. I hear some bullshit showing off. I hear some bullshit. I got a stock block. Okay, I'm going to act like a typical grudge racer these days. They might go to your ass on Sunday. How about that?
Hey, look, Rob, hold up. Let me stop you there, Rob.
All right.
Rob, let me stop you there.
I'll be there.
What did I tell you at the lot?
Look, short
off. Hold on, wait. Stop. What did I tell you at the lot? What race did I tell you had at the lot?
I'm going all three.
No, what was the race I said I would give you when we was at the lot before I had issues? I still ran Bam Bam twice. But what did I tell you I would give you at the lot?
1-1, wasn't it? Break and clear.
Motherfucker, you tell me don't worry about that $100. You got it for $500. Goddamn it!
Do I know?
Okay, you got it Sunday for $500. You tell Marcus don't worry about that $100 because I ain't gonna race him. I get on your ass. You got the breaking
well,
$500.
No. I'm not gonna race block Marcus. But this is what I'm gonna tell you.
Listen,
Marcus.
That's not a race block because we, you know what I'm saying, that was just a race just to be doing this shit. That's not a race block. I don't have nothing to prove to Bigfoot. You know what I'm saying? I have nothing to prove to him. I was racing him strictly off because, hey, I'm coming. I ain't got no action. What's up?
Listen, I just want to
Well, see, I've got some priorities, Sunday. I need to. I'm going to tattoo a Maryland fucking flag on them New Jersey boys' asses. That's what I'm going to do. There's going to be a Maryland flag and a crab on both of them asses when they go back up north. That's what I'm going to tell you. So after I get through doing that, if I have any ink left, I'll tap you. How about that?
Robert, who are you talking about from New Jersey? Who are you talking about?
You. You're the first
one.
Bullshit.
You out your damn mind. You know that. You out your
I'm
going to
start calling them victims. That's what I'm going to do. They're
Wait
victims.
A minute. Rob. Hey, show no.
You.
Show no.
Yo.
I want to bet something on that. You say you're going to gap him by the 330. I like to see that.
Who this?
Damn.
It's James.
James Cormick. That's James. That's James. Mayhem.
Which one
bet on it?
Which one bet on it?
200?
What? Hey, listen to me. Hold up. And that race is off the trailer, if y'all didn't know. What do you want to bet that he got that
300? 200.
Get with me Sunday.
No, y'all need to
get with me
Sunday.
Get with me right now.
Hey, Shona.
You.
Y'all need to be sitting.
Antoine said he want to bet 500. He just texted. Joe, he wants you to open his mic. Uh-oh. Shona, you done it now. Antoine said bet 500.
Yeah, I'll pick up $100 on that too. Sure enough, if you're giving away $100 bills, I damn sure take them. Because you know what, I got. Well, we're not gonna talk about getting.
Hold up,
anyhow,
I'm on this motherfucker now. I'm on here now.
Oh,
Pat Robert, can you hear me?
I hear you.
He's talking that shit. $300. I got $500. You don't clear shit at the 330, and it's not off the chart. I told you at 2:00. Now talk to me.
Oh yeah. You right. 2:00. The track go hot at 1.
I don't give a fuck.
The track go hot at 1. Look, I'm gonna tell you this.
I'm gonna tell you this, motherfucker.
You can hot lap that bitch. I'm gonna come off the trailer on your way.
I can.
Uh oh.
Since you said you would clear me at 3:30, put it in the stitch. So let me see how much of a Billy badass you really is. Now let us try.
Hey, Antoine.
Come with it.
The track, Antoine. The track go hot at 1:00, right? Joe just said the track go hot at 1:00.
That.
Listen to me.
You got
to 2:00 to shake your ass fall off, and goddamn it, I'm coming off the trail on you, and I'm still gonna get
you. I'm not worried about none of that shit. Put that 500. You can clear me at 3:30.
And listen, I just want to bet $200 on that 330 thing. I want to bet $200 on that.
Everybody wants to bet on that. How much money? Sure enough, you bring. Sure enough, hey. I like you, brother. I do. I like you. But I like your money more.
Hey, look,
so,
man. Look, y'all
how much you bring?
Look, y'all ain't look. Hey, Drew still up here. That's my motherfucking cousin. Because I bet all my money by myself. Every race I got, get to the track, all that shit by myself. Y'all motherfuckers ain't about to tell on me. Put it in the pot, goddammit, and I match it. Yes, we will.
Shit.
Not a problem.
Ooh,
not a fucking problem.
Sorry.
Hey, hold up. So let's lock it in right now at 3:15 or better. Let's lock it in right now. Cause I want to bet
on the race.
All right, I'm gonna fuck you up.
3:15
3:15. I'm gonna fuck you up. Go ahead.
Come on, just all you gotta say is lock. I know your money good.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We're gonna do it the right way now. I just talked about that.
Hold on.
So
wait.
ODB.
Hey, Roy. Look, Roy. I ain't putting that 3:30 gap shit in there now. But I am gonna.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Put it all in there.
Antoine, he's saying just the wind light. He said 3:15 on the wind light. That's what he's saying. He said he'll do that.
Hey. We're going to do that anyway. If he wants to do that, we'll get to the show. Show knows how we do. It don't even matter. It's going to get
better.
How about Antoine?
How about one pot in for the race, Roy, and then one on the gap?
Hey, look, I'm going to give you a little hint. I'm going to give you a little hint, Antoine. I can knock the tires off and still run your weak ass down.
I bet you $500. Roy, watch this. Roy, I got $300 that he won't do it. And I'll add the money. My 3 to his 100. Oh, shit. 3 to 100. Good.
God almighty.
Do what? Knock the tires off? I ain't going out there.
Hit the tires and come back to it. Now try it, sir. Now, while we on here talking, can somebody please get cuckoo and OG Bobby up here? I'm ready to send the deposit money up. I'm ready to put the DP up.
Uh-oh.
It's go time.
Uh-oh.
Ain't nothing else to fucking talk about.
Who was that you were looking for? OG and who?
Cuckoo! Oh, that silver ticket.
I got you. I know who you're talking about.
Money up, because I don't want no shaky shit to go on at all. I don't want to hear none of that dumbass shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I want to put the deposit up so I can cross his motherfucking ass at 9:30, and then I'll go completely off the phone.
Roy Cash,
good God, oh my.
Roy Cash ready to be going to
I don't give a fuck if Simon drives. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I'm gonna put a parachute on that motherfucking gangster. I'm gonna show him a real gangster when I go buy him.
Yeah, Antoine, hold up. Now, Cliff sent his money for you and his dog.
All right, man, Cliff was already talking. He didn't even have to send you his money because me and Cliff, Cliff knows what was good.
Okay.
He didn't even have to send you none of that.
I just want to make sure.
Him?
Okay.
That shaky motherfucker right there, OG Bonnie, let's go. Lock that fucking money up.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
And I put another $100, we'll pull the shoot on his ass. Now, come on with it.
Mm.
Now hit that motherfucking button. Hold on.
Right?
No, I'm not beating my chest over shit. See, it's a lot of shit y'all don't know. Hit that motherfucking one button. Y'all hear me talking this shit to y'all? Hit that one button. Let's lock it at 300,000, and we'll go to fuck up at 9:30.
Dang on.
Hey,
when I get
done with your ass at 2:00, you gonna look like that picture Pop posted yesterday.
Man, I'm not looking at shit. You ain't gonna beat me. I'm gonna beat you.
Lighter.
It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing but a couple of dollars. You think I'm worried about a couple of fucking damn dollars? I go to Ruth Chris with the money I'm running you
but
for.
Antoine,
motherfucker.
I gotta ask this question. And I mean,
come with
I just gotta ask. When you in pressure run, is the pot gonna go up? Is the pot gonna go up when you in pressure run?
Yes, man.
That's
nothing to talk
that's
about.
That's why. I'm bringing my money counter. I'm bringing the money counter.
Bring it. Yes.
I'm not here to talk
about no money, how much we bringing or none of this shit. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Each one of our races from Bigfoot, ODB, and 8-Ball is all going up. It doesn't fucking matter about it. What we lock in is what we lock in. I hate these motherfuckers that come on the show and talk that dumbass money shit.
and really it ain't about that money
no,
shit. So when we lock in,
no,
we lock,
I,
hold on,
I,
no. I want the world to hear what the fuck I got to say because there's too much of this fake-ass shit going on. We lock in what we lock in. When we get to the track, we bring it up. Stop trying to lock in a motherfucker
okay.
1-on-5, then you look like a dumbass when you don't run for 1-on-5. Fuck that. 300,000 was we meet in mediocre. We go to the track. When we get to the track, it can go to 1,500, 5,000. Who gives a fuck? We just want to race.
Man, look, we had a race one night, man, with, what is it, 2-on-500? That bitch ended up 4,300
yes.
inside.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, listen.
All
hey,
right.
hold on. Hey, Joe, open up EJ Max 6787 because I need his DP for him and Cliff.
Yeah, he needs it.
And then Marcus wants his mic.
Bill Hawk's mic is open right now.
Who?
Yeah, I'm here.
Silverhawk. 8596.
What's going on, Silverhawk? Hey, what's going on? How y'all?
All right.
Get that money up. Get that money up, Silverhawk. Come on. Come on.
I'm Fat Albert. I'm sending it to you right now.
Silverhawk, get that money up, man. Represent. Essex County in the house, baby.
Hey, from Mystic County.
Okay, wherever you from, your county's in the house.
What's up, Antoine?
What's happening?
Hey, Silverhawk, you got any tattoos?
Fat Albert.
How you doing, Antoine?
What's going on? Fat
Albert. I'm here, Antoine.
Cha-ching. Check your phone. I ain't playing no fucking games.
Man, everybody better get their money up today.
Antoine just sent me. Wait a minute. Antoine just sent me $300.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, who got a
okay,
lock
it there.
Rob, you sitting $100 for the big wheel shootout, right, Rob?
Yes, sir. I sent that about 3 o'clock this
okay.
afternoon. Yeah, I put
yes,
it
sir,
in
I
the
see it. I got
too, for the big wheels. Okay.
I want to say thank you. Thank you for that, Rob. I appreciate that, buddy.
You're welcome, man.
Yes,
anything
sir.
For the kids, man. That's what we do. That's why I said
right,
to
no
you. I don't know if I'm gonna be there or not. So I want
to
make sure the kids are good.
Okay.
Okay.
I got it.
Who else got a tab, Alex?
All right. Silverhawk, what you want to do? Is this Andrew? I got Andrew.
Only reason I got
locked.
Listen to me. Only reason I got locked
okay.
in is the one with 8 ball. That's the only reason I got locked in.
But you sat here on this
fucking
show the other week.
You
just open your big bubble gum lid and lock me in.
You want me to talk?
Put the money up. What are
you
going to talk about? Put the damn money up. So y'all a whole bunch of backwards, fine-ass, baby-ass men. Y'all came on this
you
show.
Want me
this
to talk?
I call, this, no, I'm going to speak
okay.
first, and you listen.
Okay.
So y'all a bunch of fuck-ass racists. Y'all
on
the show, 9:30, at Simon Drive versus Jerry Drive. So what's the hard? What's the hard?
Ho. Now, you want me to tell you what the deal is? Ho.
Come on with it.
Antoine, let him talk. Antoine, let him talk.
All right, the last time we was on the show, y'all stopped the race, right? Hold it now. Y'all stopped the race with EJ and say, well, it ain't no money put up. It ain't a lock race. Right
I'm going to stop you right there. I talked to Bobby on the motherfucking phone, and I asked him when he
ain't
was putting the money
with
up.
Bobby.
Ho,
I'm talking about my race.
We're not talking about your car, your slow-ass car, none of that shit. We're talking about Gangsta and ODB. You spoke for the car. Tell Bobby, get his slow-ass car, hit the motherfucking one button, since there's a lot in racing, put the fucking money up. We ain't got time for these fucking games. You see these motherfuckers coming at y'all.
Fat Albert.
I'm here.
He be going in.
Fat Albert and Joe Gray. Didn't they play the game on the last session?
What game? Game am I fucking playing? Lock the money in.
You want me to talk or not, Antoine?
Come on.
Hey, Long Island.
I
am
fed
up.
I
am 7807.
Low, have mercy.
Yeah, okay. This is what he's saying right now. He's saying that he is already locked in for a race before, so y'all said no money's up. So now what he's trying to say, since no money's up on that one, he ain't going to lock in this one.
There's no lock. That's
what
he's saying.
I
was going to let him tell it.
Send it. to me.
That's it.
Antoine, your mic is
motherfucker. We talked this morning, and I told you because we was all on the same post. It was 5:30 this morning.
This ain't cool.
I told you what was up with Wallace, and you said Clifford, fall back, Clifford. We handling something. Fall back real quick. Cleffy, fall back real quick. We're handling this business. Go ahead, Sean Austin.
Yeah, you said send you to pay the $100.
You know what I
said? Run. Yeah, all right. So
right,
we're handling
want,
it then. It ain't nothing else
right.
You said.
Right,
but I got to wait on the man to lock
is,
his
man.
Money in.
No,
I got to wait on the man to lock
I
his money
gonna,
in. If he don't lock his money in, I'm racing you, period.
Listen, Sean, I'm not going off of another man's dick size. Understand that, right? Because I can't fuck a bitch with his dick.
What that
I'm
got
trying
to do with
go,
anything?
That, what it got to do with anything is that I can't go off with another motherfucker saying what they're going to do. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not letting another motherfucker hold me up to get my rocks off. So, plain and simple, let's go ahead. And if we're going to be good, we're going to be good. But I need my shit set in tonight. If not, goddamn, we locking the whole pot and we race. Just that simple. I'm a kick your ass. That's what I'm gonna do. So what you wanna do? You wanna lose $1,500 or you wanna lose $100? Which one you wanna do? Talk to me.
Lose $1,500. You that confident?
Well, yeah, absolutely I am. And I come up the trailer with you. That talk. And I come up the trailer. Yes I am. We're lucky. I can send five up the whole $1,500 if you talking slick about. But we ain't got to go through all that. All I'm saying is I'm not going off of another man's discretion based on my race. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Me and you cool.
Hold tight.
I just can't go
off another motherfucker. Fuck that. I can dig that. I don't know what the hell your ass been in the gym and taking C4 and pumping iron and shit. But you got them blood
pressure. I ain't took nothing.
Hold tight.
I ain't took nothing. Get your man over here to
all
knock
right,
you
so,
in, since you said
so,
that's what you waiting
so,
on.
I don't know.
Said,
you and Marcus, I catch y'all down. Sunday. I don't know if he's scared or not. The motherfucker said he'll give me Sunday, but how about this? I'm going to send the DPs for me and your race. If he don't go, I'm racing you if he don't go. If he ain't going, I'm going to race Bigfoot because we already talked about a race.
All right.
If I send that DP tonight, the 300, is your word still good? Would you give me my 200 back?
Whoa,
my 200
whoa,
back,
minute,
so you
minute,
still
minute.
Got your 100 and let me out that race.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, Marcus.
Gym or some shit.
Marcus, you ain't shown up locked in 5 on 1500. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, it's 5 on 1500.
Luca Brazza.
So, shut up.
It's 5 on 1500. Heads up.
All right.
Hold on.
Hold on.
No, it's 5 on 15, and Luca gets the clear.
Right.
Gets the clear.
Yes. So, hey, yeah, shut up. I tell you what. All right, shut up. Since it was 500 on 3, I tell you what. Send me 250.
500 on
15. Send me 250.
Okay.
Right. Send me 250. I'm going to let you out the fucking race. That's all I ask. Send me 250.
Man,
I'm
going
to let you out the race.
Fuck that. I'm going to your ass for that money because I'm confident. I was just asking to get out that race so I can run old boy.
All right, so $500. Let's go ahead and ring then. I'm gonna see my $500 right now. That $500. $500.
That's how it's done.
Cliff, hold up. Let's go ahead and let this man get the cash out. Hey, listen. Hey, show up. Your cash out can ring while you on the phone. Send the motherfucker money right now.
Yeah,
I'm ready to send $500 right now.
I need a beer to go to bed. yeah, I'm
big
like
boy.
That sick.
Rob, go on mute. DP4, Show enough.
Right
now.
You got my cash app, don't
you? I do shit on the phone.
I got your cash app. Hold up.
DP for Show Enough. Hey, $500, what time we race?
Yes, sir. Let me see.
On the 4 o'clock?
Hold on. Let me go back. At 4 o'clock. And
all
Luca
right.
got a break call.
All right.
Luca Brazza, you got a break call.
But listen. Now, hold. Now, you know how that break call, you got to have some physical break
or your motor.
I have to go look at it. I have to go look at it. It has to be a physical break. That's motor, transmission, or rear. It has to be a physical break.
Whatever. Check your cash out. Goddamn me. I'm a bad motherfucker.
All right, this motherfucker, you. Hey, can I say this? Y'all have been saying that if the money ain't up, it's no race. So why y'all changing that?
Come on, Fat Albert.
The motherfuckers call us on the back line and say something fucking different. That's why I'm done with them weak-ass motherfuckers.
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Weak-ass
Listen. All right, Marcus,
Too many people talking. I got Marcus
500. It just came in.
All right. Too many fucking people talking. What is this shit?
Change your money.
You talking about Anton, because I hit Marcus up beforehand.
Man,
run Marcus.
Fuck all that. Send your money, bitch. Send your money, motherfucker.
Ooh.
All right, you
Shown up, he wants you, Marcus.
No, hold on. What's the man name, EP? Let's get it locked. Let's go ahead and get it, motherfucker.
I need EA Joe.
Let's get it.
Open up EJ. What's EJ number? He keeps talking about he need to get in because him and Cliff need to get locked. 6787, Joe.
What you talking about?
6787. We need to get EJ in here.
EP. I want EP to get on the line so we can go ahead and get this motherfucking shit locked
up. There you go.
Well, I need EJ in here, so because Clifton sent the money for his race.
Listen,
I need EJ to send me
$200. Somebody, go to the metro area and wake up motherfucking EP off that train. Get that motherfucker off that train.
Yo, I was on there the whole time. I just didn't know how to get on.
All right, fuck all that, EJ. Well, they want you to send your deposit.
I thought EJ said Cliff was locking at the track.
I vouch for both of them, I vouch for EJ and I vouch for Cliff.
Okay.
EJ, if you said you're gonna give it to me at the track, we good. I'll put the $200 up for you.
Yeah, I'll give it.
Okay, we good. Nothing.
Right in person.
No,
I'll give it to you.
No report.
Right. Don't go no further because last week I did say I vouch for both of y'all. So if you say Albert, I get the money is up. The money is
cool
up. Good
that.
Enough. All right, we
I'm
good.
Cool
with that.
That's
right
why I took all the money off of my son and shit. You know what I mean?
I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you ain't got to say no more. You ain't got to say no more. It's done.
So y'all good. That y'all good then. All right.
Yeah.
So can somebody?
Okay.
Listen. I know. EP ain't running no motherfucking train station right now because I don't hear no ding dings or no motherfucking whistles going on.
Let me get EJ and Cliff straight. Somebody call EP so Marcus can get on his ass.
Please.
Marcus seen his. He done took some kind of pill. He is wide open tonight. But Cliff and EJ, listen.
Y'all is
1 hour after Cliff and Rob. Y'all are 1 hour after Cliff and Rob.
Can you clarify the time for me?
All right. Now I got to go back and look at what time Cliff and Rob supposed to run.
Y'all killing me, man.
All right. They going to look. Cliff and Rob is running 1 hour after Elbow and ODB. Now I got to go back and look at that.
It'll be about 7 o'clock, man. It's going to be
Let me say something real quick. EJ and Cliff, they agreed to move the race up earlier time
All they got to do is come to our time right now. You know what I mean?
No,
and they can get it off.
No. I took that down.
I agree with you. I will.
I took that down, Marcus.
Oh, you took it down. Oh, man. All right, well, then go ahead, DJ.
It's
going to
feel like it.
DJ.
I can't even back up.
Hold up. DJ, just go ahead and y'all agree on the time. Antoine, put a set time on you and his race, and that way EJ knows what time he's going to race.
It's one after, so it's going to be no later than 6 o'clock.
All right, then. Just say goddamn 6 o'clock. Say EJ and Chris and Chris.
Hold up, let me get something straight. I was supposed to run him after 8 ball.
So it's 7, so it's going to be about 8 o'clock.
Right.
EJ, you the last race, man. You the last race,
yes,
man.
All right,
you
but just put a time race on it. Just put a – be ready by 8 o'clock.
Just
say that.
How you going to do
all
that?
Right, I'll be ready
if
by
Antoine,
8, man, because I ain't going to sit around
if,
and
– if Antoine could put a time on me and him, then I could put a time on 8 ball.
Well, we just said,
right,
just say goddamn ready by 8 o'clock. 8 ball will let
man
you go if
no,
you ain't ready.
Listen. Look, we'll keep it the way it is. After I know when races go down, you got 1 hour after they cross that fucking finish line. That's the end of
it.
Yeah.
That's it. Just like
move
that
on. That's it. 1 hour after you cross that fucking finish line. All right. Hey, Joe, open Weezy
right,
mic
I
up.
Need...
He's trying to back
no,
show.
Hold
Marcus,
on.
Hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Marcus, you taking over the show, and I gotta cut you loose. I gotta cut your ass off. You done gone. You done took an energy drink.
Don't
I don't know what the fuck
hey,
you got in me. You done got wow.
Shout out.
That bitch done got wild open, man. Good Lord.
Shout out. I got yo, a name. Shout out. I got a pocket full of dick and I got a heart. I got a pocket full of money and a hard dick and I'm waiting to fuck. That's all what I'm saying. So,
showing up, he going to sell something up in. He was going to let you off easy, but now he going to sell something
up in. My money in.
All right, Joe, open up Weeby Mike. He's trying to get on. I think he's trying to back up Sean. I think Sean up Ben was, I mean, Weeby Ben was showing up, Marcus. Uh-oh.
7-5
Weeby
seven,
can't oh, I,
9-5-6
Weeby, my man, I'll fuck Weeby up off the trailer with Bigfoot. Now, tell him what I said.
You can do it. We ain't going to be no off the trailer. Now, lock in a whole
$2,500.
I'll send my
don't
money to Fat Albert now.
To me.
I ain't doing it off no trailer.
Don't talk to me.
Lock it in.
Don't
I'll
me,
do
man.
It. It ain't going
to
be off
me.
No trailer.
I just said don't talk to me. You're not no man.
You're a big punk. Now lock all the whole party in. I ain't coming off no trailer.
You ain't gotta tell me shit. Lock it in.
I
tell you what. Fuck the off the trailer, motherfucker. Get down. 12 o'clock. Let's go, motherfucker. 2,000. Lock the fuck in.
What's your cash out, Fat Albert? Let me know when you get it. Send me your cash out.
And listen.
Wait, no, I don't want it. No, no, sir.
Hold on. Let me get this right. So, y'all going to look. Bigfoot, you tell me Bigfoot against what? Spook Juice?
No, Monova.
Is that what?
No,
Monova.
Weeby,
come on. I'm not gonna do that. But Weeby, we ain't said nothing about no goddamn Nova. Everybody know you with the spook juice. I will knock the juice out your spook, motherfucker.
No, that you backpedaling. You said you would run me.
Man, look, man, stop playing. Hey, is EP over here yet? See, EP gonna do the same shit that this motherfucker, Kukau motherfucker did, right? He gonna do the same shit. Back the fuck up. But I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm jumping on motherfucking
this shit hilarious. This shit really funny, Cliffy,
it's not hilarious. It's supposed to be DP, money set, get your ass in the beans time. That's what it's supposed to be.
You don't know a real racing motherfucker when you see one?
No, hell no. There's too many fake ones out there.
Antoine, I'm gonna send you. Well, I talk to you after the show with Antoine. I talk to you after the show. I'll send that $300 back. That you sent for that other race.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
who?
Hold tight. I'm listening.
I tell you one thing. Let me say this. Y'all is sending me these money for these cash apps. That's fine and dandy. Y'all better look out for your DP, man, because they are taking it away
from
you.
Man, don't we always take care of your ass, goddammit?
No, No. Not y'all, but there's certain people on here.
Oh,
I got
somebody say, oh.
See, you were ready to jump. You were ready to come up on me, Jay. And Rob is my best friend. Yeah, Rob is the only one that I ain't going to say. But, yeah, but please.
Hey, Joe Gray.
I don't mind. But y'all got to give it back to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Long Island, can you call EP? Because I'm not going to keep.
No, would somebody call EP, please?
Yeah,
Marcus. Hey, Marcus, call 911. I think EP needs an ambulance. I think he's dead, hiding in the bushes. That's what I think.
Hey, 911. Somebody call Mark Jones. Somebody call Mark Jones. Mark Jones can take EP's spot. I'll go to his ass, too. Yes.
Oh, shit.
You said
call Mark Jones.
I thought Mark Jones said you guys were going to do it.
Huh?
You could have had Mark Jones last week, Marcus.
Oh,
I thought he said he was going to run you.
He said he wasn't
going to
do what?
No, I thought he said he was going to run you. Who do you have running? He got somebody locked in, Mark Jones.
Hey, Joe, okay. So is we doing it officially or are we going off of word of mouth now? Because if we do it off of word of mouth, motherfucking Sarah Hawk owed me fucking poker money. So
I tried to call him.
Doing?
He's not answering.
I do what y'all do with the money locked in because you got to do it. You're right about that. Because the same thing.
I tried to
call Mark Jones. My
hold
DP
on.
Money
I
is
tried to call him.
My fucking DP,
he's
my cash chat is bring it. My cash chat is doing a jump around. It's jumping around like a motherfucking dance in the club with some skeet in him or some shit. That's what I can't
call
him right
now. Give him. What did y'all give him, Antoine?
Hey,
Marcus, who was that dude from up north that was talking all that shit that I told you I want to put penis all in and spread it all around the side of him with the
Oh, yeah.
The one you were just going to push it in just a little deeper, if I remember it correctly.
His name is, the blue regal.
I did try to call him.
All right, well, listen, goddamn. Oh, my gosh.
But, Marcus,
right,
slow down. You and Mark Jones, slow down, Marcus.
Cliff, you don't tell me to slow down unless you're going faster than me. You're not, so you slow down.
Ooh. Okay, but with this being said, I'm trying to let you know that you and Mark Jones, y'all had a mutual agreement, man. Y'all had a mutual agreement. You
and,
said
and
you
me and Joe. Hold up, Cliff. Now you want to be a mediator. You're not the chairman of the board. That's Rob Weber.
Chairman
so
of the motherfucking
is,
board.
I ain't fucking with you, man. I ain't messing with you.
All right. Then don't fuck with me right now. I'm in rare form, and I'm trying to spend my money on all these races.
No.
That said,
hey, Cliffy,
hey, so
what else you got out of Line Lock Crew? ODB's horny.
Just one car coming.
God damn it, I need another one. I need somebody else, god damn it.
I don't know.
Hey, Albert, who else is racing
elbow?
This weekend? Hold on. Man, shit. All the ones I got. It don't sound like anybody's racing, really.
Got EJ versus Cliff. You got Silverhawk versus Market. Well, I guess that ain't gonna happen.
No.
Gangsta versus Bobby. Gangsta versus Rob. Then you got Gangsta versus ODB. Then you got Luke Rogers versus Bigfoot.
Did Gangsta send his money in for ODB?
No.
Wouldn't.
All right, that's the whole problem. Well, yeah, we're going to scratch that one off.
Hey, after I started plucking feathers at that chicken's ass, he ain't got no more feathers to put up.
That's what I'm going to tell you.
Eight ball and elbow. That's going to be a good race.
That's going to be a good race. I'm looking forward to putting a tattoo on your ass, Cliffy.
Boy, you
hey,
be
hey, shout out. Hey, shout out.
Yeah, Mark.
I got a legitimate question, right? This ain't no bullshit.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So Silver Hawk reneged on the bet or on the lock in for me and OG Bobby, correct?
Right.
You can say yeah or no. So what about the race? I mean, what about the bet on the side that Cliffy won't race more than two times at the creek this week?
Right,
for
$500. That's what I was trying to
is
say.
That,
well,
$500.
Is
right,
that still
right.
Locked?
Y'all locked that in on the show verbally. I got that down.
Same thing with you.
$500 that Cliff. He's saying,
okay, so this is what I'm saying.
Silver Hawk betted Marcus $500 that Cliff wouldn't do two races.
So did James.
So
did
this is what I'm saying. I'm ready to send my $500 on that bet. I'm ready to send
Silver
my $500 on that bet.
Hold on, Marcus, before you send Silver Hawk.
I know Cliff is going to run at least one race because he don't want to hear my shit for the next 2 months, dude.
Hello?
I'm going to tie all y'all
still
too.
Home.
Hello?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Still on?
I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm still on.
Who is that? Hey, you
that's
know you're betting Marcus $500 that Cliff
that's,
wouldn't do two
hey,
races,
that's EP.
Right?
That's hey, Joe.
Huh?
Hello? That's EP.
Hold on for a minute. Let me get the Silverhawk thing first. Silverhawk.
Wait about that slow ass car you got.
First of all, EP. I'm the DP man. Let me do this,
man.
Let me do this, bro.
Hey,
okay?
Hey, Mark.
Hey,
Joe.
Hey, okay.
Hold up,
hey, Silverhawk.
Hold up.
I don't know. I don't even know who EP is, but I'm gonna get this straight. So that's still a bet. You know you did say that locked on the show, right?
That's a bet.
Okay, Mark.
Well,
said it's a bet. Okay, that's
Send the money. Send the money. Because I'm not going up that shit no more.
All right, so hold on. That's what I'm calling.
If the money ain't up, ain't no motherfucking lock on no bet or no motherfucking race.
That's right.
Now, that's the same. Hold now. That's the same thing you said with EJ. Okay,
send the
money. All right, now,
fuck,
see.
Hold up.
When the shoe is on the other foot, it's a different story right?
Listen, man. Listen, it don't matter.
Answer the question. If the shoe's on the other foot now.
Fuck the question and fuck you. All right, hold. We're going to say this. Do y'all still want to do the bet or not? If
no,
you do send the money.
Shout out.
Hey, Joe Gray, I got to go to work. Hey, Joe Gray.
Uh-huh.
Joe Gray?
What's up, BB?
Listen.
Yeah.
Remember I told you I don't have Cash App. You got 500. Remember you said you'll vouch for me. You'll vouch 500. I'll get the 500 to you before we go to track or when we get to the track. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody ducking that Bigfoot car. That motherfucker, I'm gonna stay right on his quarter. That's it. There ain't nothing
okay.
to talk about.
He
they
said
wanna,
put the five up.
You know what I mean?
Put the 500 up
because I don't have Cash App. I don't have that. Ain't nobody
right,
ducking him.
EP.
So $1,500.
EP.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Joe Gray word is gold in my motherfucking world. Understand that.
But
so
Joe Gray,
no,
used, but they call it. Listen, bro, I was asleep. Joke is calling me saying, oh, they looking
listen,
for me.
Listen,
I'm ducking. I ain't put the money
up.
You know why?
Because Silverhawk.
It's on the other side,
eh? That's why.
But I'm just talking about me. You know what I mean? I can't
yeah,
vouch
okay,
for nobody
okay.
else. Joe Gray has
right.
vouched for
you're,
me.
You're a man. You're a man just like me, and you stand on what you're saying. Joe Gray stand on what he's saying. We locked, just that simple.
Y'all locked. That's the end of it. Joe said he'll vouch for you. It's done deal. No more saying.
Y'all got a time.
That,
what time y'all supposed to do
it?
Y'all got a time.
So hit it.
Y'all got a time. You get one shakedown before 2 o'clock in the beams. Race ready. He cannot have no willy bars. He must drive. It's,
yes.
I got to clear him to the 8th mile. He must come.
And listen, yes. And when we get there, hey, Joe, I want this to be confirmed. When we get there, put 50 regular. Yeah. When we get there, right, we're going to go over it again. Because all this controversy going on with everybody with these races, ain't nobody, you know what I mean? I ain't got no time for that. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
When we get there,
right.
Can I speak?
EP.
We going over the steps now, but my man, my partner, want to go over them again when we get to the track, so we all could be on the same. You could go over it now, but my partner, he ain't on his phone. He want to go over it again. You know who my partner is? Joe Gray Wink.
Okay. Hmm.
He just want to go over it again, you know what I mean? Because everybody, he want to make sure, because some people don't know how to call the clear. You can't stand on the finish line and call the clear. You know that, Joe, right?
Yeah. As soon as that first car breaks that beam, that's where it stops.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. See, some people don't know that. See, and then they say, oh, down south, I don't want to hear that. Oh, down south, we do it different. All that, nah. A race is a race. I don't care where you at.
When the first car break the beam, that's when you call it. That is the proper way to call the clear.
You understand what I'm saying, Joe? So that's why my partner want
to
be on
to
make sure all the
time. He just want to make sure everything clear. Both of y'all clear. It's the same way that Avon and 8-Ball race was. It's kind of like he's trying to clear it now, so just making sure. Yeah, what y'all got. Y'all both on the same page.
I don't know.
You know
I was pretty clear. Not to beat a dead horse, but I was pretty clear on the question that I asked, and I still got fucking beat out of the pot. So I don't know.
Well,
no, because listen. All I'm saying is this. When
I know
ran
what you're
Avon,
saying. Clear,
right?
The clearer you are and the more specific you are, the better off that you are at the end of the day.
Exactly, because when I ran Avon, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, people don't know. Gordo gave his money back, and the money that was handed to me, I gave back. People
Avon
thinking that. Because that one time Marcus was saying, oh, I ain't mess with EP, they on some bullshit. No, we wasn't on no bullshit. We gave that little money back. For a couple hundred hours, I was handed $300. Gordo was handed $200. Yo, bro, we handed that little money back. That little money.
EP. All right. You listening?
Yeah, that's what
I got to say. All right. But calm down. Put some bass in your motherfucking voice sometimes. But what I'm saying
I ain't got no bass in my voice. For what?
I said put something in that. But listen. Right,
hey, look, I don't need nothing there. Shit, I'm humbled than a motherfucker out there. What that cancer did to me,
Amen.
I got a piece of that humble pie. Fuck that.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You understand what I'm saying? What that cancer did to me, y'all talk all that? I got a piece of humble pie. You know what I mean? My wife made that every night, a piece of humble pie. That's what I got.
Joe Gray word is like gold to me. Understand that. So we locked, all right? That's all
okay.
I'm saying. We locked.
No, but I'm just saying, Marcus, listen, I never had a problem with nobody, right? I'm just saying people calling me and saying, oh, Marcus saying we ain't locked because there ain't no money in. I know before, you know what I mean, Joe Gray had vouched for the 500. You said, all right, cool, we locked. You know what I mean? But now people was calling me. I had like 15 phone calls. Talking about, oh, they looking for you on the show. Talking about the money ain't locked, whatever. What? Then before Joe Gray, you said, I stand for EP money. I vouch for EP money.
Okay. Can I say this?
You don't know what just took place.
Do both parties agree that it's locked and Joe Gray's word is good? We all agree on that, right?
Yeah. That's locked.
Joe Gray's good. And I'll vouch for Marcus's money. He's good. So whatever.
Right. Hey, listen, bro.
I
never not vouch for Marcus money. You know what I mean? Y'all truck drivers.
Right. I got you.
I've been doing I used to own six trucks.
Hey,
so I know truck drivers make money.
Well, I got three for sale. You want them?
Hold on, Rob. Hey, EP.
What's up, bro?
I'm a truck driver, right? But I'm a better dick driver. I drive that dick. So this is what I'm saying. I'm trying to go up in you, motherfucker, this weekend.
Hey, look, I don't do all that crazy talking like that. Jokers vouch for me. I don't talk like that. But I'm going to lay dead on your quarter. Just remember that. I'm going to lay dead on that quarter. Now, we go across them tracks. If they don't see a gap between there, what do that mean, Joe?
Did you say you want to bet on the gap, EP? What's A-Ball's name again?
Because he's a good
dude.
What's A-Ball's name?
I'm right here.
What's your name? What's your name again?
Rob.
R-O-B. Rob. I'm going to ask you one question. If we go across some tracks. Nobody don't see no gap. What do that mean?
Rob, don't answer that because this is what I got to say. If he go red and it's no gap, he still lose. So what he does,
yes,
don't
go red,
and he, and it's no gap, he still
lose. Let's get all the steps right now. Hey, Joe.
Gives me a headache.
Red light lose, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's right. Number one, right? You got to set where you got to stand at for the clip. So they can say, "Oh, Joe Gray ain't standing the right way." No, where you got to stand at so they can understand.
I'm gonna have a camera on the top side.
And these feet, you should be standing 10 feet from the finish line.
You gotta be up. They have that clear on you.
All right, so that's number two. What else you wanna add, my
friend?
I gotta drive no willy bars. What else?
I got 500. Listen, calm down, church mouse. I'll be whatever you want me to be.
Whatever you want me to be.
Okay, I got 500 on the tree.
Man, ain't nobody doing all that. All that I got to do is lay on the side of you, and I'm going to lay on the side of you. I ain't got to do all that. And your partner, Anton, with that little motherfucker S10, if this thing's to hold together, because I'm going to throw the kitchen sink at you. I'm throwing the kitchen sink at you. If you see hold together, that ODB truck, he talking about he want a little something. We're going to try that, too.
Well, fuck talking about it. Just give me the one-on-one. I'm going to fuck out there with you.
One-on-one? Everybody begging. All right, you got the one-on-one. I'm going to put the bars back on. I'm going to put the drive in it.
No, hell no. Hell no.
Now, say ain't nobody trying to hit on that. Man, hey, yo. Hey, Joe, they can build my car. They can stick me to death. I'm going to, if I race anybody else, I'm going to put the bars on. I'm going to put the drive in it.
I'll take a break.
in the clear from you.
I don't care what you take. I take $1 million if somebody got it.
You just said you'll give it to me. So
I did not say I'd give it to you. Now, bro,
said you put a drive.
Listen. Now you're lying, bro. One thing about me, if people know me, ain't no need to lie. I did not say I'd get that to you. I said after I finish with Bigfoot, I'm going to come see you.
Well, I don't give a fuck.
That's what I said.
All right, so Fat Albert.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Fat Albert, did your ring? Did the bring?
Oh, from Shona?
Yes. Because before I get up this line, I just want to make sure I got one race locked in. That's all I want to know.
Now he hasn't sent it yet, Marcus.
God damn, boy. Sure enough, you let me down, man.
Motherfucker, I ain't let you down. You know my money's good.
You said
what you said this morning.
No,
now you're up here flexing in front of all these other
motherfuckers. We're not doing that. No, I'm not flexing. But OG Bobby and the other motherfucker.
I don't got nothing to do with them. Hey, look, Marcus, I don't got nothing to do with them. You said if
right,
I give
okay,
you something, right,
well,
you would let me out that race. Do you want to let me out of it or not?
This is what I'm saying. If you go through Joe Gray and Joe Gray verify it, that's what it is. Joe Gray?
Bro, I can't help what another man going to do.
No, I'm talking about...
I told you that this morning.
I can't let another man stop me from getting my rocks off. So that's what I'm saying. What are we doing?
So why you tell me that this morning then? This morning you had a whole other tune. But
Shut up. This is what I told you this morning. I said, send me that dollar amount and you got it. All you got to do is send me that and you got it. It's nothing to talk about. You want me to request it from you?
Bruh, I told you, if that motherfucker don't go, I don't know him. I've never met him.
Fat Albert, you got my money, Fat Albert, so you got to get his and fuck all that.
Yeah. Jonah, I see what Mark is saying. Mark is saying he can't wait to determine on somebody else. And like whatever y'all talked about this morning, I mean, I don't know nothing about that. But that's what he's saying. I mean, you know.
Hey, Marcus. Before you ever met me in person, did I pay you your money?
Oh my God!
Yeah, you did.
And was my car there when I told you my car was broke? Because it was broke and it got fixed, but I couldn't make it that weekend. But I still sent the car.
Right.
I still paid you your punk out money.
Right. But so this is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because it was five. All right, listen. Because it was $500 on the DP. The out money is going to be $250, not no $100.
Bro, listen. I'll race you before I pay you that. No bullshit. All
right. So that's what you're saying, right?
All
right.
So you saying that send the $500 show? No, that's all he's saying. Come on, let's go back and forth. He's saying what you said, fuck it.
Yeah,
before I pay you $250, I'm going to race you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Fowler. So why not just show it? Just send it. I'm not trying to hold the show up.
Where did you write down, Roy? Because me and ODB at 2.
Hold on.
And I think me and Marcus was at like 3 or 4 or some shit.
Yeah, me and EP
you
is
and Marcus
at 4.
Is at 4.
Dog?
Yeah.
You and Marcus.
Hey, nephew. So if you at 3 or 4 o'clock, I'm before you. Marcus said 2 o'clock.
Luca Browsey and Bigfoot is at 4 o'clock. Luca Browsey get the head up clear, and he also gets a break call, but it has to be visible.
Yes.
Right. All right. That's
you can't
cool.
say
that's
my
cool
spark plug broke. I can't race you. You got to pay that punk out. You can't do that.
Oh, I
it has to be
motor
trans.
There ain't gonna be no spark plugs.
Okay.
I might start with him being a dog, but
what kind of plugs does he run? What kind of plugs does he run? Because I got plenty. What kind of plugs does he run?
Rob, your weak ass don't even run the type of plugs I got because you ain't got enough gas on that motherfucker, you weak bitch.
Hey, motherfucker, I might get your ass off the goddamn trailer in the street before
Rob.
The gate opens. We might run out the gate to the fucking tech booth.
Rob,
how about that? For $1,500, we'll run from the gate to the tech booth.
Rob, he take you for a Sunday recruit, Rob. He's trying to get away from me. So don't fall for that.
Hey, Marcus, I'm on my way to work.
Hey, Joe, could you tell us the sticks so we don't have no issues, no problems?
Good, motherfucker, get up here.
No, man, ain't nobody trying to hear all that. Hey, let's hear it so everybody can hear.
This is tips for you, EP. You got to come with no wheelie bars on the car. 8 miles, you're getting it clear. Marcus, and you are driving. You're getting it clear. As soon as Marcus is break the beams, that's where you got to call it clear at, right there.
All right. As long as everybody know where you got to stand at. No, I don't want nobody spectator. Joe, whoever calling it clear, I don't want to hear them talk about, oh, you wasn't standing in the right spot and all that. I want everybody
to
hear where you supposed to stand on the clip.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because
you know some people say, oh, that's how y'all do it up north. No, that's a wait.
Joe called me for the deposit on that. The deposit was 300 or 500? 500. What, for you and Shono? No, for EP. 500.
It was 5 for 15, so the 5 is a part of the 15, right?
No, hell no.
So the 5 is a part of the 15?
Yes.
So on the day of the race, y'all just come up for another 1,000. It's 1,500. It's going to be a $3,000 pot.
Okay. All right.
You guys know, three bulbs is automatically raised once y'all light it in. Ain't no backing out.
Absolutely.
And we going on a 400 Pro Treat.
Yeah, 400 Pro Treat.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And it's one shakedown. It's one shakedown before we race. It's one shakedown. You can't go out there and go do 52 laps and think you're
going
to go.
Man, ain't nobody going to do all that. I ain't got that type of motor to do that. I'm going to show you. I'm gonna show you something. Just get me up off you. That's all you do. When you look on the side of you, that's all you're gonna see is blue. Now, and I don't talk slick, but now I'm talking slick.
No, you ain't talking slick to me, motherfucker.
Okay, that's
right. I'm talking slick.
Hold on.
I'm talking slick.
Showing up. Hey, showing up. So you and Marcus is gonna race. So you gonna send that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going
to
run his ass.
When are you going to send it?
Marcus, you going to send it? What time is track open for Sunday? I should bring my Peterbilt down there and run straight through them shits down there. They trucks they got.
Hey, EP, I thought you were going to deliver mail, man. Go deliver your fucking mail.
Yeah. And you know what they say? You got to carry that mail. You know what they say about a pig carrying motherfucking mail? The mail haul is rock.
Can we get a confirmation of when Sheldon's going to send the fucking money? Because I ain't got time for the Marcus, listen. When he's finished,
I would text you or call you or send it to you. I will screenshot it and let you know he sent it.
Man,
right,
fuck that. Hold tight. Fuck that. I'm texting my brother now telling him to send that shit.
What time the track open on Sunday, y'all?
Hey, be like, at
12 o'clock, well, gate's probably going to open around 11 o'clock. You know, 1 o'clock.
And listen, Joe.
Thanks,
and
Joe.
Fat
Albert.
Joe, Fat Albert, showing up, Marcus.
Yes, sir.
We all men. We all be respected for each
right.
other. Because nobody ain't got
report.
No time for all that
good
dumb
report.
Shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Good.
Words
well,
we
I'm
all
bad.
Men.
I'm
we
bad.
All be respectful. Listen, bro, because my
I'm
wife and daughter
bad.
Might be there.
Yes,
we all be respectful. You understand what I'm saying?
Good.
That's
good.
It. My daughter, 12 years old, she ain't around all that crazy talking now. We all be respectful.
Good report.
You understand what I'm saying?
There you go.
There you go.
Good report. I like what
that's
you said
it,
about
man.
The humble pie. I like that too. I like
this
humble pie.
Yes, this
sir.
Is definitely a new
you know
EP.
I mean?
This is definitely
you know
a new
Hold
EP.
On. You know what?
I don't know the old EP.
ODB is horny. Where Butchie Butchy Woods at? ODB wants Butchie Woods. Where's Butchie Woods? Oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh. No, you're not picking on Butchie I'm Woods. I'm fucking horny. No, you're I'm not. I'm fucking horny. Uh-oh, Joe, look at your board. I'm sure that one button about to hit when you said Butchie Woods. That's and, the shit. You done did it now.
Butchie Woods, what you want, button? Butchie Woods, button.
Oh. I give him all night. He can take OG Bobby's spot. Then weak motherfuckers. 9:30, get busy. Ain't nothing else to talk about. 300,000, let's get busy.
Uh-oh.
I told y'all I'm horny. Matter of fact, I'm a text Butchie. I ain't gonna allow you to say that, Antoine. I'm a text.
Hey, Marcus, y'all. I know. Hey, look. When I was in college, right? When you get horny, you go in the shower, run some water, and take care. You got to take care when you're in college. I'm gonna make ODB bust off about 3-4 times. Yeah.
Hey,
when you're in college, you go to the motherfucking shower and take a shower. Yeah. I'm going to make OGP bust off about 3-4 times. Watch what
Let
I take.
Let me tell you something. Any man get horny around another man, you're a goddamn faggot. So I don't want to hear all that.
Hey, look. If you say going to shower with another man, you going to shower by your motherfucking self. Who talk about another man?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Another man. Crazy.
Damn.
It's fine. He said he wanted some of OGP,
anyway,
so I'm just giving out
Albert. You let me know, man.
Yo,
man.
Man,
now?
Go take a drink or something, man. Hey, Marcus, go take a drink.
No,
what you
no,
drink,
no,
man? I'm
going
to bring it down there.
Listen, I'm not drinking nothing. I'm going to your ass. That's what I'm saying.
You want me to bring something out of one of them rusty barrels my uncle got down in North Carolina?
Because
he got some barrels down there full of them fruit and that wine and whiskey, whatever they drink.
I'm not no fruit motherfucker. You the fruit one.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you.
I'll tell you what.
You're going to be a...
Listen,
I'm going to show you.
Bet on all fours of the race. We can bet the 60-foot. We can bet the 8. We can bet the 3.
Oh, my God. Why would I do that? Just get me up off you.
We can bet everything.
Just get me up off you. That's it. Just get me up off
you.
Just watch them candles. Just watch them candles. Just watch the candles. Hey, look, I guarantee you, when you look to the right, the motherfucking candles be lit right on the side of that window.
It ain't going to be no to the right.
Oh,
hey, guess
shit.
What?
Oh,
I,
my God.
I'm going to be looking straight, and I would not see you in my periphery. What?
You
would.
You going to look to the right because them motherfucking candles going to be blinding your motherfucking ass. You going to say, what's my shit on fire?
Hey, Marcus.
EP. You just there.
Yeah, I'm
turtle in the mud. You listen. You just now getting mud on your fucking turtle, dog. Stop it.
Hell, you hear this joker? Hey, Joe Gray, how
EP.
Long I've been racing?
EP, I got a question.
For a while.
Yo,
I got a question. Chairman of the motherfucking board got a question.
Any of y'all ride a motorcycle? I show
y'all.
Hey,
Rob, that chairman of the board don't work over here. That's on Pro Stock Joe shit. That chairman of the board don't work over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, Roy, I am just glad I know where you go and how I am remiss.
All right, I just wanted to bet $100
on the gap. That's all I wanted to know. I just wanted to know
if
you wanted to bet $100 on the gap.
Hey, Marcus, the money is sent for Sean. I got it. Fuck you, Marcus. I changed my ring. I don't fuck with you no more.
Now, goddammit. Now, I'm going to gap you, bitch. And I'm going to fucking gap you.
Goddammit.
I'm going to take
you
easy because we boys.
Listen.
Oh, shit. Was that you talking on it? Oh, whoa. Is Sure Enough got his mouth bad? Look, I'll put $100 on that guy.
Hey,
on both them races, Sure Enough.
Hey, listen. That's A-Ball talking A-Ball.
Rob, take your weak ass out there, Rob.
Hey, Joe Gray.
Hey,
Joe Gray. Hey, A-Ball. Hey, Fat Albert. Hey, if I don't gap him, if he don't gap me, I lose. So, yes, I will bet you $100, eh, Paul? Yes, it's a bet.
Matt,
lock.
Meet me at the track.
Already
hey, gap
on it.
I got to say, I get $100 a fat hour of Joe as soon as I get
step.
There.
This is, hold on. This is the only stip I have for that bet. You have to put
my
$8 in your
What's
car.
The stip?
Huh? You got to put my 8-ball air freshener up in your car.
Man, yeah, all right, put it in there. I'll ride down and check that shit on fire, too. Fuck out of here.
What the fuck ever? I don't give a shit what you do
like
with
no
it after we gap
either.
Your ass.
I bet
panties are for a very special motherfucker right there. That's
what
I'm going to say.
The
panties
are
for
Hey, fuck that. Hey, EP. EP.
Yo.
I bet you Rob and Brad won't go out there with me. Rob got everything in drag race. Now fuck him up Sunday.
Who said that? Who said that? Who said that?
I bet you won't go.
Who said that?
Who the fuck you think said it?
I don't know. You tell me. Put a name on it. I ain't been paying attention to y'all guys. Y'all been rattling on so much shit, I ain't been paying attention to you.
I'm the motherfucker got you shaking in your boots, goddammit. You will not go out there in front of that Mustang. That's a fact.
You must be Jesus. Because that's the only motherfucker that got me shaking in my boots.
Hey, showing up. I don't understand. If they shaking for you, see, they betting on me not driving the car. Who the fuck been driving my car? They think you got more car than me. They get it, see?
I bet EP don't like them candles.
Oh,
man, fuck candles. I bet you EP like them boards. I bet you turn that W on.
What do you mean I don't like them candles?
Yeah.
Man, them candles light on their own.
Goddamn. Can we talk about a lock-in race real quick? So,
wait.
Who said that,
okay.
that EP so won't like them candles? Who said that? Who said EP won't like them candles?
Mr. Mayhem. Hold on, y'all. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you just read the race back? That way it's officially and money is already set. Just read the race back.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back to my notes. Hold on. That's fair enough. Shonuff and Marcus, both of them, I think. Luca Browsey versus Bigfoot, 5 on 1,500, heads up. Luca gets the head up clear at 4 o'clock with a break clause. Track rules. Showing up, that's locked,
yeah.
right?
That's locked.
Marcus, that's locked, right?
Yes, that's locked.
Marcus, that's locked. I got both of y'all money. When you get to the track, each
one
of y'all give me another 1,000, it'd be a $3,000 fight. Yes, sir, it's locked.
That's locked. At
Joe,
4 o'clock.
Hey, Joe, Luca Brasi and Bigfoot is confirmed and locked. I have the DP money from both of them.
Let me get back to them broken candles.
All right. Okay. Hey, listen. I have respect for you. Hey, Joe, I have respect for James. But you see how ain't nobody. Hey, James, now I know why they say take the Willy Bars and me to drive. I see why. Because you laying in the back in the cut. You understand what I'm saying? If y'all, what y'all racing, me or the car? Y'all racing, hey, Joe, that's what it sounds like. They racing me.
you
understand what I'm saying? If they racing me or the car. You understand what I'm saying? They're telling me to take my car apart. You know what I mean? Man, James, I ain't nobody talking to you, man. Stop here. Man, get out
Listen,
of here, man.
I have respect for you.
But now you on the phone talking. I have respect. I don't want to race you. Nah.
I didn't ask you to take nothing off your
You mind. Heard what I said? You heard what I said? For Marcus to be saying take the Willy Bars off and I drive, that sounds just like you.
I didn't ask you to take
that
the Willy Bars
That sounds just like you.
Wait,
that's
wait,
all you used to say before.
That sounds just like you. So what are you saying?
Hold on.
Let's clarify this. You just want to run head up.
Man, you don't have to clarify nothing. We don't have to talk about races. I don't want to race
you. Whoever
that's
you
want
to put in the car. Whoever you,
you
want to put in
I said?
The car.
What'd you say?
Whoever you want to put in the car.
And I ain't
got to
take nothing off the car?
I just told you didn't have to take nothing off the car. I never asked you.
Bro, you yelling. You, I meant that, yeah, man. Hey, yo. Marcus, tell him to put some bass in his voice.
Listen.
Because he,
listen.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Did I ask you, did I ask you to take anything off your
Hey, Marcus, car? Tell him to put some bass in his voice. Okay.
Martin,
I see you at the track, James. I see you at the track.
Uh-oh. Hey, James, nah. James, you got a small block, nah. James? James, you got a small block?
Yes, I have a small block.
How your car sit? I don't know.
Hey,
you.
Look.
I don't know your car.
Hey,
is
look.
On,
hey, look. Hey, look.
Is it on 275? Is it on 275? That's how I sit. Small block on 275.
Hey, showing up. I made that Joker change his car all around. I did that.
Wow.
No,
wow.
You didn't.
Yeah.
No,
I did
no,
that. Cause that's
no,
car,
you
I
did
that.
You did that.
Because if he would have came, if he would have came with that Flintstone-looking car sitting in the air, I was going to beat the brakes off him.
Wait a minute.
No,
hold on. Wait a minute. Didn't we already race? Didn't we already race? And I beat the brakes
hey, yo.
Off you already?
Yeah.
Didn't
yeah, because we took the Willy, because we took the Willy, we took the Willy bars off, and the car stood all in the air.
No.
You right?
I, your car never Willy,
man.
And I beat the brakes off you. Your car was.
Well, you talking
the
about
brakes.
The car never Willy? Everybody got that on video. The car Willy halfway through the 330.
I'll bet.
You saying my car never Willy?
$100. $100 when me and you race, your
when
car
we
race,
race,
mine did.
When we,
mine did.
When
what y'all talking about?
Oh no, no, I ain't talking about. I, my car, we had to take the Willy bars off and change the tires. All make it. I guarantee you don't beat me. I guarantee you, we race. You ain't gonna beat me. You did all them changes for nothing.
Lock me
the
in.
Car,
lock me in. 103. Lock me in.
No. Why I ain't gonna do that? Because. Everything Marcus said, take the Willy bars off, EP got to drive
slow.
That sounds just like you. You're lame.
Slow.
You're lame.
You
know what I said? You're lame. You're lame. You're lame. You're lame. You're lame, bro. You're lame. Everything Marcus said, you're lame.
I got a question for you, EP. I got a question for you. Why the fuck do you have Willy bars anyway? That's 1980 shit.
Hey, well, listen, that's all. When me and my uncle, before he passed, that's how he built the car.
That's why.
That's why.
Listen, EP, I ain't asking you to take no Willy bars off.
Man,
I
like I said, I don't want to race you. I'm talking to Anton right now.
I don't care
Anton, that's why. When my uncle, before he passed, that's how we built the car.
I thought you wanted some get back.
Man, ain't nobody. For that little bit
I
of money. Hey, look. Hey, Joe. Hey, look at this, right? Hey, Joe, look at this, right? And this how I am for a little bit of money, right?
Okay.
It was a controversial okay. man James race, right? They were saying James crossed the line. Pro Stock Joe and all
no,
them
no,
say, oh, he crossed
that.
The line, whatever, right?
You were saying
so
that.
Check this out. Yo, bro, don't do that. Yo, for real, don't do that. Don't do
you
that.
You didn't say that?
Pro Stock Joe no came to me and said he crossed the line, right? And when my man from up north showed me the tape, I looked. I said he was right there. He did not touch the line, and I paid him.
Okay.
My
well,
man
no,
and Pro Stock Joe no was saying he crossed the line.
Listen, that's not.
And
a
when he was right there, and I looked, his tire was right there. His tire did not touch that middle line. And I paid him. See, I'm a fair
right,
guy.
Okay.
I for $1,500. Come on, man. Ain't nobody doing that. Fuck out of here.
I'm not disputing that. But
don't say I said you touched the line. How the fuck I'm going to say you touched the line? I'm driving.
I
wasn't even down there. I was at the start line.
Hold on, EP. When I got back, after I whooped that ass, you came to me and said, I said what I said. I didn't know somebody.
You're lying. I said, bro, they said you crossed the line. My man came up to me, showed me his.
What did I lie about? Wait a minute.
My man, you lying because
you
said that I said you crossed the line. I said, all right, bro, I ain't even got to talk to you because I ain't racing you. I ain't got to talk to you. I ain't racing you. That's it.
Because you scared of my car.
Bro, I ain't scared of nothing. What I went through in life, I ain't not scared of nothing. You heard what I said? I want you to hear what I said again. What I went through in life, I ain't scared of nothing. That was the scariest thing I had in my life. So just remember that.
You see that race?
Like I said, I am not racing you. My race is locked in. Joe, Fat Albert, y'all got my steps?
We ain't got to do with that damn
because I
got
to go to Queens. I got to go to Queens. I ain't got no time for all that.
We ain't got to do it that day. Oh. We ain't got to do it.
Like I said, I don't want to race you because everything Marcus said, AP got dropped. You got to take Willie Buck off. That sounds just like you, Mike. Get out of here. Get out of here. Ain't nobody trying to hear that. Ain't nobody trying to hear all that.
Hold up.
Joe Gray, fat out with y'all got my stick.
You telling a lie.
Y'all got my stick.
You telling a lie.
Y'all got my stick.
You telling a lie.
Hey, Joe Gray, that's all you got to do is call my partner. That's all you got to do is call my partner, Winks. Winks will tell you. Everybody know Winks a straight shooter.
Wait a minute, EP. I didn't even ask you to race. You asked me.
Bro, I don't even
want to.
It's no need for me talking to you because I'm worried about me and Marcus race lock. Joe Gray, you got the steps on me and Marcus?
We could do it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, fat out. Y'all got the steps on me and Marcus?
He get off my bumpers, I go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, EP.
Why I got to okay. Hey, Marcus, we good, right?
Get off your bumpers. Explain to me why I got
Marcus
your bumpers.
All right, me and Mark is good. Everybody know where you got to stand at the clear and all that at the end of the quarter.
Right.
I just want to know why.
Well, at the end of the eighth. You know what I mean? And like I said, Fat Albert. Like I said, Fat Albert, Joe Gray. Listen, bro, my wife, my daughter coming. We all be respectful. That's it. That's all I have.
That's
all
that's
I
not, and that's not that's,
all that,
and that's a reasonable request.
Report,
very
reasonable.
Report.
That's
Either
all
like
I
that.
Ask, bro. My wife, my daughter come.
That's
we
it.
All be respectful to each other. We all mix. All that sucking dick and all that. Nah, we don't do that. Y'all ain't nobody could never say
that.
They heard me talk that. If I say something like that, that
right.
means it's something different. You know what I mean? I don't talk like that. Me and my crew, we don't talk
okay.
like that. Where we from?
Man,
that shit is totally disrespectful.
Off the damn phone. Ain't nobody worried about no slow motherfucker Willie Bars. Can you get Butchie Woods on this motherfucker? I'm trying to lie.
Hey,
to
listen,
me.
Listen. Whatever you say, Anton. Whatever you say, bro. Whatever you say. Long as everybody heard that, I can get off the phone. I ain't got no problem with that. Long as everybody heard what we said. Yeah, everybody can talk all that old woo wah woo, but ain't long as everybody on the same page.
The man saying red
That's
rock.
It.
Saying red rock to mayhem.
James, what are we going to do?
Uh-oh. Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, all right, James.
Ho. Did
James,
he say red rock to mayhem?
James?
No. No. Nobody ain't saying no red rock to James because nobody ain't saying no red rock to nobody. For what?
Okay. I just wanted some clarification. That's all I just asked.
Yeah,
James,
well, I don't care. You want clarification
for
what?
James, what are we going to do
for
about
what?
This?
A-ball better not look at me because I run that motherfucking truck straight up.
Hey,
uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Whoa.
I ain't bet you 200.
I
didn't
bet
you 200.
Yes, you did.
Eight ball got the motherfucker.
Yo, what's up, nephew?
No, I did. That motherfucker 8 ball got the break for life, man. He's not gonna fucking bust a break.
Oh, you just said the man had all
wow.
these things erased this Sunday. So what the hell is he talk about?
Hey, nephew, when I get off the phone, call me on the back line, man. I'm on my way driving this trap into Queens, man.
Hey, Antoine. I told him he had everything in drag racing. Is that race locked?
Rob, what's your schedule? Hold up, Rob, what's your schedule? Because I want to know. Rob, what's your schedule? Because I like the money. The money. Yeah, I want to hear all that shit, man. Clips, what 200 dollars? I got Quimby. Listen, Rob, slow down. Please, slow down. You bet me 200 before Marcus bet. Dennis, that I ain't gonna do two races.
I bet you 100, and I bet Silverhawk 100. Now, do you want to bet on that?
Okay. So we can talk about that 100. Still a bet?
It's still a bet. You can't call it off.
You ain't saying nothing.
Hey, Cliff. Hey, look, this show enough, right?
What's happening?
Fuck Marcus. I don't fuck with him no more. If he bet you 500 that you ain't got two races, you just found you a second race. And I'll let you win that motherfucker.
No. He bet Dennis.
Hey, Cliff, you ain't showing up there. He said he'll let you win.
Yeah.
God.
Damn.
Nah, man, because that's some shaky shit. Me and Marcus, we cool people. We talk this fucking morning, and now he get up here in front of y'all.
Man,
with some other
fuck
shit.
All the sloppy
now
shit,
I'm
man. This
exposed,
is the
now
shit.
I'm exposed Bigfoot. I'm an exposed Bigfoot for the weak motherfucker that he is. I'm
not bringing that
period.
Yeah, you come in front of me.
Wait a minute, hold. Show enough homes. Show enough homes. Why
Yo.
You say you need to clear from me?
Because
you got a small block.
Man,
I got a small block.
Hey, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to put your business out there, but you don't sit nothing like me. Nowhere close.
Man, you, know, you don't sit like us. Like anybody on this phone. Everybody on this phone is
like, ho, 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 Antoine, me and that man was talking. But what the fuck you mean?
I sit the simplest
on this phone.
You're a goddamn lie because you sat there on this phone before and explained how your car is. Everybody on this phone
cars are all glass.
Could be cars. Eight ballers.
No, hold up.
Cliffy, shut up because you don't see all this shit. I can't let you get that off.
Cliffy,
shut up. Let me finish. Cliffy, let me finish. You do too much talking, don't lock it in. Everybody's phone is all steel, all glass, but you, Shona. That's why I said the
phone. How many people? Hold on, wait. All right, cool. How many people up here still got to stop radiating?
Everybody
got to.
Watch this. Everybody got stock block. You buy from somewhere fucking where it's stock, no matter which way you look at. It's stock block,
man,
motherfucker.
Hey, look, Antoine, don't even go there with that bullshit, because for one, I'm going to get you with the stock block, no matter what the fuck you got. I'm going to get you.
Are we
going to
bet
on
the clear?
Two.
Are we betting on the clear?
You know what? I want my $100 back. You beat me on Bam Bam race. We got $100. Me and you got $100. I clear your bitch ass. How about that, motherfucker? Motherfucker, how about that? Me and you, $100, I clear you.
He locked.
Hey,
I got another $100 to Gary.
Hey,
watch it. Fat Albert, I got another $100 to Gary Lee first.
Ooh. James, you really are here acting like you want to. That same red Malibu that beat you at MRI is still waiting for you. What's the problem?
The what?
What's the problem? That same red Malibu that beat you.
Speak clearly.
You sitting on this show talking about you want to race somebody, that same red Malibu that beat you at MRI two seasons ago is still waiting for you.
Get him up here.
I don't have his number,
Mouth.
But if somebody
Mouth.
Can
get picked up
on
here.
Here, get him on
Mouth.
Here. Get him on
Mouth, get him up Mouth. Here. Get him up here, Mouth.
I don't have his number. Uh-oh. But Roy.
Where is Butcher Woods at? Where is Kevin Hunt?
I'm talking about Green Cup. I'm thinking. Jason's brother.
He talking about 10-5 Drew.
Yeah.
Get him on here, Mouth.
Oh, shit.
I don't have his number. I would love to. If somebody can get him on here, get him on here. Because I think
you
acting
like you defended everybody else but yourself.
I'll race you that
day. Cliff, you want another race? Cliff, you want another race?
I could talk. I just told him I'd race him that day.
No. Do you want another race Sunday?
Man, fuck that. Hey, Cliff, if you ain't got two races, I'm going to be your second race. Period.
I got three races.
He got enough races showing up. He got enough. Trust me. He got two. But he trying to. What they trying to say is Cliff gonna break. His car gonna break after the first one. That's what he bet.
Hey, I'll bring my
truck. Get him off the trailer.
I'll bring my motherfucking cherry picker. We'll put my motor in your car. Fuck it.
EJ, smash that goddamn money up to date, and then
you
you're satisfied.
You will have to put your car in his car.
Smash that money up to date.
Let me tell you something. I tune my car. I can put my shit in anything and make it work. I can make any fucking thing work. So,
that's a lie. The lie
that you can't make that car work. I bet you can't make that car work. I don't give a damn how much it is.
It better do something Sunday.
So now, you listen to a man that paid me a couple of months ago some change and wouldn't even start his car. I'm telling this man I'll race him that day. I'm telling him right now in front of all y'all. I race him on the 29th.
Listen, you race me on the 29th?
With that wreck car? That's what I said.
With my red car?
With that same red car you had at Gallant.
Lock it in right now.
It's locked.
Mouth, lock in 1,000 or 3,000 right now.
You know I'm not going to do that. You know I'm not going to do that.
Cliffy, I got to throw the flag into play because you came on live the other week and told somebody got on the phone that you lock in 105. I'm just sorry. I got to be the party foul. I got to be the party foul.
No, that was Dennis, and I still will. I got my people listening with me just like y'all do. But for him and that
who
car,
you
I don't see nothing. But
who you got listening?
Doesn't matter.
Because if they got a car, I like to hear from them.
Their car is my car. What more you need to know, James?
Hey, fuck that, man. I don't like the way James been talking to me tonight. Hey, James, if I come with a Mustang, small block on 28, would you lock in 105 for Sunday? Is it all steel or glass? No, it's not my car. Is it all steel or glass? It's all steel or glass. Small block. Okay, how much? You said 105? Yeah. When we going to lock this in? Head up, Pro Tree. We can lock it in tonight. Let's get it. Both coming on 28 or 275s. That's it, right? You hear this? Hey, you hear this, right, Roy?
Yeah. Small block, all glass, all steel, on 28, 275, no bars. 105. What y'all want to do? I'm listening.
Cause I'm running a mystery car. I ain't got no mystery car. Let me clarify. My hood, trunk, and bump in the windshield.
That ain't all still all glass.
Hey, look, man. I don't talk about none of that shit. You can come on fiberglass for all I care.
Wow.
So he I don't know why he's hollering on still glass. Then he's going to say
the car that I'm coming with is all steel, all glass. The motherfucker think he's smart, but look, I'm going to teach you, I'm going to get this race locked in first. But I'm going to teach you a lesson tonight, motherfucker. Y'all, you ain't going to teach me no lesson.
What
you
the
got
hell? Showing up, y'all done gave him some kind of pill or something, too.
Let him take it, damn it.
I'm not going to lock it in unless I see the car.
Yeah, he went right in the bushes.
You in the bushes, and I saw your car.
I'm never in the bushes. I just ain't want to race you because what Marcus said, take your bars off and you drive. That sounds just like you. That's some lame stuff. Like I said, that's some lame.
That's Marcus. That's Marcus. He does it to every fucking body.
That's lame. That's a lame. You heard what I said? That's a lame.
Wait a minute. Well,
listen, you heard what I said, right?
You must ain't hear the part where I said, I don't give a cool drive that car. Give me wheel and
yeah, but you heard what I said. But you heard what I said. Did you hear the part that I said?
You said Red Rock.
I never Red Rock. To somebody look like you, I would never say Red Rock.
Get the paint.
But I said, somebody look like you, I would never say Red Rock. Remember that.
Oh. Get in the
plane.
He said somebody
look like you. You know what I said? I would never say Red Rock somebody look like you.
Red Rock. I did not hear Red Rock, but I also did not hear Locke. So
I don't care what you heard. Your old ass clean the hair out of your ear.
This ghetto cowboy over here, I'm looking for him too.
Man, old ass, take some hair out of your ears, then you can hear it, my friend.
Hey, Roy, I sent you a picture of the car. You can send it to him if you want to.
I sent you a picture of the car. Hold on. I just got it. Hold on.
He ain't gonna race show enough. That man's game is weak.
It is.
That man's crazy this week.
Hey, he want to be down with backup crew. They need to teach him how to simple races. They real good at it, but I'm not down
with the badmouth crew. I don't have nothing to do with
it. Man, I don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here, nigga. Ain't nobody trying to hear that lame stuff. Man, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But you heard what I said.
Jonah, do you want me to send it? Do you want me to send it to
him? Yeah, send it to
him. Do you want me to send it? Oh, all right, I'm sending it to him now.
Man, the closest person next to being a damn bad mouth crew is Cliffy, because Cliff is Dr. Gangster. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
Hey, matter of fact, hey, James, how deep is your pocket? Because I pay punk out to all the motherfuckers and put all my money in that pocket. That pot. We can go up to 10 bands if we want to. My pocket's ain't
that deep. Them good Lord.
Well, bear the week. I guess I tell you my bear of the week.
It ain't nothing but some money. Let's mix this shit up tonight. It ain't nothing but some
now,
money.
All he's going to do is pay punk out. He's goddamn well a good punk out paying motherfucker he is.
Who?
Hey,
fucking showed up.
Hey, Antoine.
Let's hear the bullshit, showed up. Come with it.
Hey, ain't no bullshit. Whenever I couldn't go, I paid punk out, right? You got that money, right?
Man, and you ain't going to be able to go now. I ain't trying to hear that shit.
You got that money, right?
I'm not worried about it.
Antoine,
I'm going to get it
Sunday. He'll tape his doors up. Antoine, that man's he'll tape his doors
and
up.
Listen,
gap your
hey,
he could duck,
he could duck take that shit like Suge Knight did at Delma. I don't give a fuck. He's a dead duck to me.
Wow.
Hey, what was our prop for?
Hey, fat out.
What was our
prop for? I don't know. Whenever we stop counting when we get up there in the lane. Sir?
No,
woo!
That's
good.
God almighty.
That's good enough for me.
All right, then. I just told you. Don't worry about that. Just, hey, you know what it is. Fat out. Listen
to
what I'm telling you.
Hey,
don't know if it's the fastest person
Roy.
I'm running all next this weekend.
Yo,
but I'm going to put
Roy,
him on
his ass. Hey, Roy. I want these motherfuckers so bad, Roy. I want these motherfuckers so bad. The only reason why I'm taking my car to VMP Saturday is because that's my cousin event. So I'm gonna make one shake now, and that bitch going right back in the trailer because I want these bitches. I want these bad outfits.
Good God, oh my!
I ain't gonna race Buck. I ain't gonna race Shea Butter. The other car had none of them. I'm going straight to their ass.
Good God! It sounds like to me you want Marcus bad though. It sounds like you want Marcus and Antoine. You want all of them bad.
It sounds like to me like he ain't gonna shake it down twice because he's afraid the motherfucker won't make it the second trip. That's what it sounds like.
Hey, Rob. It sounds like to me you won't take that 1-1. You weak bitch. How about that?
I told you. I'm tattooing Maryland flags on Jersey boys' asses. And after I'm done tattooing Maryland flags on Jersey boys' asses,
I will get one of your punk out.
Showing up. He talking about he doing what to Jersey. He lying. He bring that motherfucker
in.
He took out that one out of his life.
Hey, EP.
I will run out of his life.
EP.
Okay,
now,
EP.
I will run.
That's
yeah,
that's
go ahead.
One of that motherfucker punk outs right now. Hey, Roy. I'm about to make your pants out go bling. I'm about to make your pants cash out go bling. Hey,
I'll tell you what, he's not going to do nothing to me.
I'll tell you what. Here, listen to this, sure enough. Uh-oh. This is what the fuck I'll tell you. Because I got a pair of balls as big as fucking Christmas.
Oh, God.
Yo,
white boy's dick so small, and I don't even talk dick. They pee on themselves when they try to pull the shit out. You said the wrong shit.
All I need you to say one or two words, motherfucker. All I need you to do is say one or two words.
Always talk that, and I don't even talk like that, but then be fucking
out of here. Lock or Red Rock? Either Lock or Red Rock. That's all I need to hear.
Talk that dumb shit.
First
what, me and you? Me and you, A-Ball? Me and you?
Yes, sir.
Me and you?
Yes, sir.
Me and you?
Kick and clear.
Yeah, lie. That A-Ball truck, them EP Mustang, yes.
No.
Let me get him. Let me get him. Let me get him. I want to pour the shoot in his fucking face.
I'm talking short.
Rob, go ahead. What was you saying, Rob?
Rob, you speeding.
I said, you don't even know it. Off the motherfucking trailer.
Go ahead. Think about it.
First
think about it. Rob, before you speak, think about it. Because I'm telling you now, I'm going to say lock.
Hey, James,
take one of your punk outs and go to your ass
that's
Sunday.
That's what I want you to say.
That's what I want you to say.
Let me see if I got it somewhere else.
Since your mouth's so fucking bad,
you
offer me
James
one and one, right?
Hey,
so
hold on.
You
send
that picture
to James.
Your mouth's so fucking bad.
Everything.
Since your mouth's so bad,
hey, James,
give me everything.
Hold on. I'm going to send it another one.
If your mouth's so bad, give me everything.
He
first pair
the
off the trailer, me and you down the track.
Man.
You
don't get everything your
right
way, motherfucker. You don't get everything in your way, motherfucker.
Say, hey, James.
You just said.
Hey,
yes.
James, that's it.
This is
messenger.
Fucking Burger
you
King,
it
motherfucker. Are you, do you work at Burger King? I think you do. Because
hey, man, where I'm from, we call it King Burger.
Will come off that trailer. You said you had the baddest fucking stock block in the DMV, right?
You goddamn right.
No? Did you say that?
You goddamn
right.
If you got
the baddest stock block in the DMV, then you write that check your ass can't cash. $300,000, first pair, down the track, you give me everything.
Good God Almighty.
I ain't give you everything, but look, I tell you this.
All right, did I hear
tell you
Red
this.
Rock? That's what I heard. Cause
I
there's
tell
only
you this.
No,
fuck that. You'll get everything your way.
You'll
get everything your way. Hey, hold on, wait. Let me ask you this.
I'm the chairman of motherfucking
board. If I give you everything in drag racing and beat you,
I'm listening.
What does that prove for you? Does that say that you're the baddest?
It proves. Look, if the wind light comes on, it proves it beat you.
Well, you weak motherfucker, take one and one. You got it. Arthur Trailer, first two down the track.
You want it your way. This ain't fucking Burger King.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Next.
Get the fuck out of here. Arthur Trailer, first two. That's a good gamble for both of us. Look, man,
next.
You said you won't go shake that. You go to VMP and shake one down one time, put it in the trailer.
You got, hey, listen,
shake
listen
it twice.
Listen
you shake
me.
It till your ass catches on fire. You shake it till your ass catches on fire at VMP. They
hey,
come off the trailer
hey.
First pair down the track. Because mine's
okay,
still right. in the trailer
so,
and it ain't coming
wait,
out.
Rob,
it ain't
Rob,
coming
Rob,
out
listen.
Until I get down.
Rob.
Yes, sir.
Rob, will you listen
with
to me?
With much respect, of course.
Rob, would you listen to me? You say you want everything in drag racing, right?
Sure.
First two down the track, right?
Yes.
The Brown Boys is my family. If
okay.
you come to VMP Saturday, you got that race.
Man. I'm not coming to VMP on Saturday, man. I can't do that because, look, I'm going to tell you why I can't do that, because I've got to take a trip out west, okay? And I'm taking a trip out west, leaving tomorrow afternoon. I'm not even going to have a chance to change the fucking oil on my truck or trust my goddamn valves from the last race. So what I'm doing
hey,
is I'm coming off hey, the trailer
well, look, well, look,
with old
tell,
plugs,
let me tell you right
fuel,
now, you fucking up,
yard
you fucking
with the
up,
fresh bottle and going
you fucking
to your
up
ass.
Because my shit's so
That's
bad. You fucking up already because my shit's so bad. I already got to check my valves every, what, about every 3 months I check my valves? Them bitches don't move. So you're already fucking up and you
I
can't
like,
fuck with
I,
it. So stay
look,
in your lane.
I just got to put, look, I like taking care of my shit. I don't care what you do with your motor, but I like taking care of my shit. That's why I've run 25, 8, how many ever grudge races this year already? So, you know what I mean?
Hey,
I'll take
hey,
care
and,
of my
and
shit.
I respect you. I respect you.
I appreciate
right,
that.
So look,
I respect
wait,
you,
wait,
too.
Listen.
But this is
I'm
what
gonna
I'm going to
tell you.
Tell you
how I'm bad
coming
I race,
right,
right
off the trailer. I'm coming right off the trailer from the last race. No testing, no test passes. I got 5 gallons of fuel in it. The only thing I'm going to put fresh in that bitch is a goddamn nitrous bottle. And go run across your motherfucking ass.
Hey, listen. Mm. I got. Hey, look. I got. Hey, Rob. I got so much respect for you, right?
I got respect
I you
for you too,
hey, listen,
sure enough.
Listen,
I do.
Listen,
I'm gonna run across
fuck
your
all
ass.
That. Fuck all that. I give you one and one, right? The last two pair down the track Sunday. That's the best I can do. Last two down the track Sunday. You got one and one.
Yawns.
If you break or I break, we don't owe nobody nothing.
Block 300,000.
I'm gonna say 2 on 5 because you know what I'm saying. All these races that I'm locking in.
2 on 500.
I have no help.
2 on 500 or 2,000 on 5,000. 2 on 500.
2 on 500. 2 on 500.
I'll take that gamble all fucking day. Locked.
Locked.
You got
that right. You got that
right. Try rules. I get to break.
Yeah.
In the clear.
No, I said 1 and 1.
I
didn't say no break. I said 1 and 1.
Okay, back tire in the clear.
Yeah. Last two down the track.
I get lane choice.
You got lane choice. You got
Lock.
Lane choice.
Roy, oh. Roy, tell me what the steps were.
All right. Good God almighty. All right. You got 8-ball going against Luca Brasi.
I love you, Sean.
8-ball get the back tie in the clear and got lane choice.
two on the five, the last two down the track. Pro Tree.
Yes, sir.
Track room. Two on five.
Now yes, sir.
That's
three bubbles of race, red loses.
Hey, yo, I'm at work. Hey, so Roy and Joe Gray, we going to flip. Me and Marcus going to flip the lanes when we get there, right? We going to flip. This EP. We going to flip the lanes, right?
No, Marcus got lanes. So, if Marcus
giving you a spot, he automatically gets lane choice.
Oh, yeah. He automatically gets lane choice. You right.
Yeah.
Give him lane choice.
Right. Okay.
All right. Yeah, right. He's spotting me. Okay.
Right.
All right. I'm at work, fellas. All right, man.
Bro.
Y'all be safe. I'll see you Sunday, Joe. All
right, bud. All right. That's why I was shocked. Showing up, said, fuck it, you got lane choice. I was like, damn, showing up and gave up his lane choice. Damn.
Hey, Roy.
Did you just hear Big Bang?
You got 2-3 tenths on these motherfuckers. That lane shit don't matter. I hear you, babe. What do you say, Rob?
Did you just hear Bing Bing?
Oh, wait. Oh, you sent it already? God damn, Rob.
Damn right. I know. We don't fuck around, do we? Easy lock, Sean. I appreciate it.
Ain't no thing, baby. That won't ease if I had to dance around your weak ass. So let's get that straight.
Man, motherfucker, you got dancing shoes on.
Hey, sure enough. Rob just sent you 200.
Are you locked?
Yeah, I'm on.
Oh, Rob.
Hey, man, when they were talking about the goddamn feds and shit getting involved, I deleted my cash out, so I'm texting my brother now and telling him to send you 200 more. It was 2-on-5, right?
2-on-5. 2-on-5, yeah.
That's what you said, brother.
I got you.
Hey, matter of fact, I'm going to pull over here and I'm going to make
sure
this damn.
You live in Maryland, right? You do live in Maryland, correct?
No.
You live in Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh, you getting a Maryland tattoo too?
Jack there, Rob. Boy, I tell you,
we'll run across
Rob,
his
gonna
ass.
You're gonna do a whole lot of tattooing. You gonna do a whole lot? You need to be a tattoo artist. All them tattoos,
man,
you doing?
You know what? I'm gonna tell him a lot. I got him in the trick bag. Actually, I'm gonna blister their ass and tell them it's a tattoo.
The last two down the track. I'm about to pull over in about a few minutes. I got to write this down in my notes. God almighty.
Look, sure enough, I've only got 9 nitrous bottles. You better hope I run out.
Oh, good God almighty.
I ain't got but 6, motherfucker.
You me loan you one?
Nope. I'm smart with my shit. Didn't I just tell you I tune my own shit?
Which
I know
one? Look. You mean put your name on one?
Yeah, do that.
Okay, I'll do that.
Matter of fact, put my name on the back of your ass. I'm going to be tapping that motherfucker come Sunday.
Did you put an 8-ball air pressure in your fucking mirror? Oh, that's right. You got a race car. You ain't got no street car, so you ain't got no rearview mirror.
What the hell you talking about?
What do you want me to listen to in my stereo? What do you want me to listen to on the stereo as I'm dragging your ass down that racetrack?
Hey, Anton.
Wow, he got a race car ass and a street car mouth. He got a race car.
Hey, look,
all day, Antoine. A weak motherfucker.
Hey, Mr. Collins.
What the hell? Listen, you took all that steel off not to gain one fucking bit of horsepower. But be faster, motherfucker. You a has been. I'm gonna show you something.
You know, Antoine, I already heard about the fiberglass door, but the fiberglass door's so fucked up, he's got to put duct tape on that sumbitch and going to gain 9 pounds of duct tape to keep that raggedy motherfucking Ford going down the racetrack.
Woo-wee, your mouth bad. Boy. Hey, look,
I heard what he said. Y'all think I miss shit. I don't miss a goddamn.
You heard Roy. That man, mouth bad. I'm going to make y'all pay for my door, you weak bitches. How about that?
How about this? How about I buy you a goddamn cheeseburger before we go up there and bet $50 on the light?
Nah, because
okay,
I'm going to tell you why, right?
And 2 cheeseburgers.
I'm going
to
tell you why.
That make you feel
why,
any better?
Right?
I'll even pay for some extra mustard on you.
My little brother drive my car for me, right? I tell him, I be like, look, man, you go red, you fired. You don't got to push the light.
Okay.
We got these bitches covered. So,
yeah,
fuck that light board.
This is what I'm going to tell you. Hey, you been watching them videos?
I don't watch shit.
You a goddamn.
You don't watch,
I
don't watch
he's
shit.
He's on my motherfucking Facebook story with all this fucking claims and shit. He sees a shit. An ugly, a bitch. You bet those looking bitch you. Did you think I don't know this shit? You think I don't know when people looking at my shit? When I don't know when I know motherfucking screenshot and shit?
Hey,
yeah, I know.
You know I look because I like this shit. I ain't no hater. I like, hey, look, I love the
ODB
truck.
You.
I love
ODB. You know what I like to do? Man, I love ODB.
Hey, look,
you know that motherfucker
hey,
sat
listen,
down
listen,
the
listen,
other
listen.
Night? Look. Look, sure
hey,
enough,
listen,
this is what I'm going to tell
you.
Bitches. That motherfucker
listen,
and them, I was
bitches.
Standing behind that bitch, and Gary turned that motherfucker loose, and that goddamn ass in squatted a little bit, and that bitch fucking come up in there, and I said, ODB is back right there.
Hey, listen, you badmouth bitches. Listen, you badmouth bitches. Number one.
See, there he goes with that.
Number one.
Hey, Pink Lips.
Hey,
Pink
hey,
Lips.
Look, number one.
Is this Mark Jackson
one,
we're talking to?
Doing
Pink
a willy. Hey, look, doing all the willies and shit, it's photogenic. But
do
you ain't going to win no. Hey, look.
Man.
Hey, look.
Man,
listen, I got $3,200 worth of socks on my shit. If my shit do a willie, I'm going to a motherfucker. I'm going to a motherfucker house. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? That's for one. For two, I
all
like right,
so what you're saying is, so what you're
y'all,
saying
y'all,
is,
look,
so what you're saying is, if
look,
you do a wheelie coming off that line, you lose?
Hey, look. Y'all shit look good. It run good. Ain't no hate in my blue. Hey, Antoine, your story you talking about, I liked it, didn't I? Didn't I like it? That's how, you know what I'm saying? That's how you know I'm watching.
Yeah.
I liked it, didn't I? I ain't got nothing personal against you, but when it comes to this two-lane blacktop shit, I'm just going to fuck you up, plain and simple.
Okay. See, that's what I appreciate. Because when you strap in that truck, and you or whatever it is you're driving, you strap the fuck in, and you put that helmet on, it's all business at that point.
Hey, look, I don't need to be mad. Hey, look, when I race Badmouth Crew, I don't need to be mad. Now, if I race a weak motherfucker like this James Cornett guy and I lose, then I'd be mad. You know what I'm saying? But y'all,
so I ain't seen James Cormick put that goddamn car down the track all fucking year. That's what I know. Okay? So if I were you, and this is just my personal opinion, because I don't give a fuck either way, but I ain't seen that goddamn red car go down the racetrack at all. Okay, you've been down the racetrack a few times. If I were you, I would lock that shit the fuck in, and the reason I'd lock it the fuck in is because this car's unproven.
Man, look.
Facts?
That man got a nice
okay,
car.
Okay, if you don't lock that in, that means
listen
sweet.
To me. Listen
that's,
to me.
That's how
listen
I
to
see
me.
It.
Hey, look, Rob, you said the other day on your live feed.
You know me.
You
I'll get
to,
in the
hey, look,
with anybody.
You
shit, I
going
sat
to
in the paint with naked lady Saturday night.
You did, and you got your ass whooped like you should have.
Listen, I did, right.
You said, motherfucker, you said on your live feed you've been going to the track since the 80s, right?
I did what now?
On your live feed, you said you've been going to the track since the 80s. You said back in the 80s, I think it was like 80-something.
86,
you went to Richmond
I was
Dragway.
In high school. Right. I was in 86, yeah. I was in high school.
Yeah, all right. So,
facts.
Me knowing the knowledge that I know, I don't
I'm
think nobody could
like that. What year were you born in?
Man, you ain't even want to know. I'm a youngin', but don't worry about all
See,
that.
I'm
going to fuck you up.
I'm
hey,
fuck
I'm gonna
you
fuck
up,
you up. That's
old
all that matters.
Teach you something, because you know what? I've lived your age. You ain't lived mine.
Hey, look, you was at the racetrack before I was even born, and I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna tell you that it's a new
you
age.
Sure, ain't your
God,
daddy
man.
Then?
Hey,
Fat Albert, have you heard from Butchie Woods yet?
Oh, shit.
I'll be quiet. Hey, look,
I love you,
I gotta
brother.
Laugh at
I
that
do.
One.
I love you, brother. You just
hey, I gotta laugh at that one myself. Hey, Rob, my mama black. Hey, look, Rob. Here. Hey, Rob. My mama black,
yes,
man. She got too much ass for you, dog. You'd be lost in the sauce.
I'm lost in the sauce, huh?
You'd be lost in the sauce, dog. Yeah.
So that cheeseburger you want me to buy you before we go up there, I'm going to have to spring for the fucking mustard.
I ain't, nah. I just ain't betting you on a treat. Man, fuck, buy me a cheeseburger. I'm going to be cooking them bitches. You can come get one for free.
All right, bet.
You ain't got to spend
but
no money.
You got to eat, too.
All right, bet. I mean, I eat.
That's
I ain't driving them.
Know, that's why I'm glad. Look. So that's why I'm glad we locked in last pair down the track. You know why? Because you're going to be a mad motherfucker after I'm done with you, and I'll lose my cheeseburger.
Hey, Fat Albert.
You sure you don't want to bet 50 on a tree?
Yeah, I'm sure.
About 50 on the gap.
Mm. And I'm getting you 1-1. I bet 50 on that because I got to clear you any fucking way. And I'm going to
bet you 50. I bet you 50. I'm at least a half a car in front of you at the 330.
I take that.
Bet.
I take that.
Bet.
I take that bet. That's a lot.
Lot.
Now you're talking my language.
Come on,
you know what I'm
saying? Hey, look, man. Hey,
look,
sure enough, I got a question.
I gotta be easy when I come out. You know what I'm saying? I gotta come out easy. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't knocking the tires off. My car don't knock the tires off. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
So y'all can get
rid
of it.
Hey,
I'm gonna tell you two things. I'm gonna tell you two things. My car don't knock the tires off, and it don't do wheelies.
How many times have you seen eight ball kick tires?
I haven't. But look, let me ask you this. No, I ain't gonna say all that. But anyway, you can't
so
60
this is
foot
what,
with me.
This is
so
what else I'm gonna
hey, look,
tell
you.
You I'm an old motherfucker, right?
With me.
We've already determined.
You can't
hold
60
on,
foot with me, so I'm gonna suck you right in right there. So that $50 at the 330
oh,
shit,
fuck.
That's gone. You know, I would just
man,
give
look,
that to
I'm
me
giving
now.
Motherfuckers. Look, I'm giving motherfuckers the break, and I'm taking them before they get to the tree. So, with that being said, I'm
ain't doing
a
motherfucking
sorry.
Thing. Who you take till you got to the tree? Who you take to the? Who you take to once you
I'm
got to the tree? Grandma. That what you talking about?
I'm not gonna talk about my win list. I'm gonna talk about the motherfuckers I've retired this year. Bruce Stiles and Grandma.
You can't even say
damn,
that.
Damn, his phone call just got quiet.
You can't even say that.
I can't say that.
Bruce Stiles had an accident. Man. I wouldn't even use him as
I can't help that. I can't help that.
And
but when you write checks, your ass can't cash. That's what happens.
Yeah, but he didn't wreck with you. He wrecked Texas. So you really didn't really retire, man. So I don't agree with that one.
Okay. We can agree
and
to disagree because
real
you're
close.
Grandma, I won that fucking race. That's what I'm going to tell you.
You
I won
did.
That fucking race.
You did,
who
but that
picked?
Was a tight race.
Who got picked?
It was
who
tight.
Picked? Who got picked?
You got what?
Who
he
got
picked?
Hey, 8-Ball. Hey, 8-Ball. I got one better for you.
We got that part. We got
hey,
that part.
8-Ball, I give you the brick, but you got to keep it. That changes it.
Oh,
I give
no,
you the brick,
no.
But you got to keep it.
Define that brick and keep.
I can't come past my front bumper. Can't come past your front bumper at all during that whole race.
Because you know what? I just ate a bunch of fucking. Man, look, I've been so goddamn mad for the last 3 days, and I ain't mad.
Hey, look, man. Hey,
I'm very simple.
I'm very fucking simple. I'm not man. Look, I race for fun. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't have no help in this shit. But this is what
okay,
my
if
therapy.
You race for fun,
I'm fucking. I'm mentally retarded. Y'all don't know that, but I'm mentally retarded. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I'm fucking mentally retarded.
I don't mean
I'm
any disrespect
retarded.
By that. Sure enough, I don't mean any disrespect for that. But if you want to race for fun, then race Zoo Central. I'll race for the fucking win.
Look, man. Let me tell you this. I give you the break. You got to keep it. For that same race.
Okay.
I give you the break. You got to keep it, right?
No,
you listen to me?
See, I don't even... No, I'm not going to lock that in because we've already got one race locked in.
But look, let me tell you, if I can give you the break and you got to keep it and you're not confident, what make you think that I can't clear you giving you the 1-1?
So are
you
saying,
know how this is
well, right.
Hey, look, listen to this. Now listen how, wait, listen how I started that conversation. I'm mentally retarded,
okay.
Right? You know
you
retarded
are,
people
agree,
are good
like
at one thing. The one thing I'm good at is this drag racing shit when it comes to reading cars, times, all that other dumb shit.
Yeah, whatever.
That's why I say you ain't too smart because you ain't read. What he going to do to you? Text me that. He said, well, he is retarded because he locked me in thinking
I'm not in. Hey, look. Hey, Fred, I like Antoine. I like Antoine more than
that.
I like. Hey, look. I like Antoine more than I like Marcus because Marcus did some fuck shit, right? Marcus did some fuck shit tonight.
Yeah.
So I like Antoine more than I like Marcus, right? So.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna tell my brother right when he get in front of goddamn
uh-huh.
ODB.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna tell him to host the gas. I'm gonna tell him host the gas. Don't even clear him. Don't gap him. I'm gonna tell him host the gas. That's ahead of that race.
Hmm. So
hey, Antoine,
you know what happened?
Antoine, so, Antoine, I bet you $50
we
hossed the gas on your ass right now.
Wait,
I bet you $50 we hossed the gas.
It's showing up. I just got a text from Antoine, and he said, you can't 60-foot him with him either. Oh, shit.
Oh shit!
Hey,
oh, now,
hold on, wait. If that's a fact, right, Fat Albert?
Uh huh.
If that's a fact, I would send
uh-huh.
you a previous 60-foot ticket. Do you hear me?
Uh-oh.
I would send you a 60-foot ticket. He can send you one. Whoever got the fastest 60-foot get paid $100 right now.
We can do that. Make it $1,000.
Oh shit!
Make it a thousand, motherfucker.
You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. Don't make me no damn difference.
I swear to God, my mom.
Hey, Fat Albert, I'm gonna tell you some real shit. Fat Albert, I'm gonna tell you some real shit. I could do a 3.0 nitrous ramp and fuck Shonoff Holmes up. You think I'm fucking worried about him?
Wow. Hey, Fat
Albert.
I'm
not worried about him.
Yeah, Fat Albert. You know how I just told Rob my mama's ass too big, he'll get lost in the sauce.
Yes.
I got $1,000 on my mama right now. We both can send you a ticket. You ain't got to share it. All you got to do is send the cash out.
Right.
$1,000.
That's right.
He can't fuck with me in the 60 foot.
Wow.
Now, you said $1,000. I said 100. You said $1,000, Antoine.
See, that?
Yeah, boy,
crazy. I would love to take that bet. Yeah. I'd love to take that bet for 8-ball. But this is what I'm going to tell you. It just crosses that gray area
eight-ball.
For me.
Eight ball.
I just can't fucking do it.
Hey, look.
Rob, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that, Rob.
Rob, I like you, Rob.
Yes, sir.
I like you a lot.
I like you too,
but
man.
You,
look, I like
you. But you $50.
Because
you
kind of smooth. You kind of smooth. But this is the problem with Sure Enough. He gets caught up in being smooth, and next thing you know, he trips over his shoelace. But,
oh,
hey,
look.
Shit.
Hey, Rob.
Yes,
$50, $100, $500, 60-foot ticket. We send it to DC, man. You ain't got to show the whole ticket. Just show 60 foot.
I can't do that.
With
the car,
with the
car
number.
Look, I'm an old motherfucker, and I'm kind of old school about some shit. And one of the things that when I built my truck, I said I was going to do is I was going to get busy. Is that not right, Antoine? That's a fact.
Okay,
Second thing, I hear a whole lot of shaky shit going on in the grudge game. I just got caught up in a whole bunch of shaky shit in the grudge game, got my ass burnt. So I'm going back to the simple shit. And there are rules to this game. There are unspoken rules. One, we don't talk times. Two, we don't share tickets. We don't talk about if I run you, I'm not going to talk about your time. Okay? So I'm going back to that.
Okay, I respect that. I respect that.
That's out of respect for the game. I'm not trying to disrespect you, but I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to that 60-foot, I'll drag your motherfucking ass. Your driver's
okay.
door.
Okay, hey, look. Hold up, wait.
Just like
I'm going to start you right there, right? Mm-hmm. I respect that, right? But y'all was just saying bet, what, $100 on a light? The light is a fucking ticket. Bet $100
Man,
right
can,
now
you can look
on
at a video.
Foot.
You No. You can look at a